physical. They're going to play fast. They've got two really good running backs on offense. They're going to have some good skill guys. They just added a Division I receiver to their roster this week. So, and last year when we played them, their defensive lineman, Devin Adams, he was number 99 a year ago. He'll be number 3 this year. He'll be the best defensive player we'll play all year. There's no doubt about it. When I watch the film, he looks like a Division I kid, and he's just in the backfield wrecking shop. Peru State did not have him week one. I don't know why, but there was a big difference in their defense. Missouri Valley rushed for over 200 yards, and last week Central Methodist had barely 100 yards of offense, and Devin Adams was in the backfield all day. He's also their punter, and he's a weapon there in punting. And then he also plays baseball. He's their closer in baseball, and he's hit over 6 home runs a year ago. He is a tremendous athlete. So, you know, we've got to have a game plan for him in our protections, which we do. We always have to have eyes on number 3. And we've got in the run game, we've got to go, you know, read him. We've got to trap him. We've got to do a bunch of different things that'll frustrate him in order to keep him off of our quarterback and out of our backfield.
Good to have him at home, and I'm guessing that the guys are pretty excited. How was the week getting ready?
Yeah, it's great to be back home in Larry Wilcox Stadium. It's going to be a great crowd, great environment. You know, our week of practice was pretty good. It can be better, but it was physical. It was intense. Guys know that last week at Grandview, we played tough. We hung together, but we also made a lot of mistakes, and I always tell them you don't have to play perfect, but the things that we're looking to fix are the fundamentals. And those are that and then do your job. We had too many instances where we weren't playing with great fundamentals and we weren't doing our jobs. And then when you play good teams, that costs you. So it's not necessarily about the result. It's more about the process. But when you look at the process of how we played, yeah, we were in the game versus number 2 team in the country. We had a chance to win. But we got a lot of room for improvement, and we can play better.
Coach, we're looking forward to a great win here at home in front of the crowd. Best of luck this afternoon with Peru.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Tom.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show on your home for Benedictine Raven football, Care Radio 93.7 FM. The Amberwell Health pregame continues with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game right after this. The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
As we're getting set for kickoff this afternoon of Raven football, it is now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. For me, it's a couple things. For the Ravens going up against maybe one of the best defensive lines in the conference, you got to keep Garrett Kettle upright this afternoon. Try to keep Kettle from getting sacked. Do a better job of blocking. The other thing I want to see from the Ravens this afternoon, cut down on the penalties. The Ravens are the second most penalized team in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. If you're going to be a great team, you've got to be able to clean up those penalties. So again, my two keys to the game this afternoon, clean up the penalties, keep Garrett Kettle protected this afternoon, and the Ravens can come away with a win. Kickoff coming up next, but those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game and the Amberwell Health Pregame Show. We will go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football in just a few moments.
Amberwell is only offering one drive-thru flu shot event in Atchison this year. It'll be on Saturday, September 24th from 8 a.m. until 12 noon. Their drive-thru flu shots are quick and convenient. Just stay in your car, roll up your sleeves, and get protected against the flu. If you can't attend on September 24th in Atchison, they're also offering flu shots at both upcoming Amberwell Community Health Fairs, October 1st in Hiawatha and October 15th in Atchison. Or you can attend one of their drive-thru flu shot events in Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, or Troy. Register online for a flu shot event near you at amberwellhealth.org. That website again, amberwellhealth.org. Once again, Amberwell's drive-through flu shot event will be on Saturday, September 24th from 8 a.m. to noon in Atchison.
It's time for Benedict and Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven Sports Boosters.
And with that, we welcome you to Wilcox Stadium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for college football this afternoon as the Ravens are playing host to the Peru State Bobcats. Hello again, everybody, with Neil. I almost slipped up right there. Neil is our man. He's handling all the hard work. Our producer, our engineer back at the K Radio Sports Studio. Neil, we appreciate you very much. You're on this Saturday afternoon. Gus Counts with me here at the booth to my left. Tom Counts, and as the two teams making their way out of the field, and Benedict and Peru, Gus, they renew what has been one of the longest standing opponents of Benedict. And I mean, there are probably only two or three that go all the way back into the 70s, and Peru is absolutely right near the top of that list.
Yeah, Peru, one of the few teams in the conference that has a national title in football to their name. And for Benedictine, they've had mixed results against the Bobcats over the years, but you know what they have had? A handful of really good games over the years. You talked about Neil back in the Care Radio Sports Studios. That's not the only thing that's a little different today. Maybe a little new, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we look out on the field, okay, and we're getting ready for the ball game today, and you see Benedictine coming over and taking her spot on the near sideline, it's stunning. It's shocking. It is historic. The Benedictine Ravens are dressed today in red uniforms, red jerseys, red pants, with their black helmets and black and white lettering and trim. So, Benedictine, I guess you looked at it, and I'm thinking Rutgers. You're thinking T-Tech. But
Texas Tech or maybe even Cincinnati. You know, it's a good-looking shade of red. I wasn't that.
No, it is absolutely a very crimson, you know, scarlet kind of a red. For Peru State, we'll just do I get this out of the way. They are in as traditional a uniform as the Bobcats have, with a Peru blue helmet and pants, white jerseys, and the blue lettering and trim. Team captains are out of the center of the field, reenacting the flip of the coin. Peru comes into the ball game today at 1-1. They lost their season opener at Missouri Valley, 16-6. They won last week at home over Central Methodist, shutting them out 24-0. What that really means is, for Peru State, we haven't seen much in the way of offense. I mean, 6 points in the first week, 24 in the second, so averaging 15 points a game. That puts them next to last in the conference in offense in many, if not most, offensive categories. They have not put up a ton of points, but yet, this team is one that's getting better because we have got some additions to the two deep and some new starters in the rotation that have not played yet this season for Peru.
Yeah, and for Peru, they got back one of their better players last week, and man, did he make his presence felt. Devin Adams sat out for the first week of the season, then in week two, he records 8 tackles, 2 sacks, and was the defensive player of the week in the Heart of America Athletic Conference.
He is a difference maker. And right now, the flip of the coin has been won by Peru State. The Bobcats have elected to defer to the second half. So Benedictine's going to get his hands on the ball to begin things here today. And it's like a fall day out here, man. 63 degrees. It's all good. 63 degrees outside. A little bit of a breeze, you know, hardly any coming out of the north. Barometric pressure, 30.05. It is overcast, and if you look at the radar, you don't have to look very far west of here because our good friends at Kansas State University are in a weather delay just that far west. So we could be having, could not have weather issues here today.
I believe they're in their second weather delay of the day.
Really?
Yeah, it's not been good out in Manhattan. Does much good happen in Manhattan?
I suppose something as good has happened there.
So, for the Ravens, they're going to send out their typical return duo. It's going to be Austin Buteau to the far side. On the near side, it will be Jay Sean Todd coming off that Really nice return he had last week at Grandview. 102 yards. Tied the school record currently held by? I asked Josh, but I was able to guess.
Number five?
Eight.
Eight?
Shim.
Shimmy?
Yep. So, Shim Johnson. And now, Jayshon Todd hold the record for 102-yard returns.
Peru State getting set to put a toe to the football. It'll be Don Bufkin, I believe, is their kicker.
Yeah, well, they gave me Nathan Barnes this week, so.
Bufkin's a freshman out of Raymer, Tennessee. Here's the kick away. It will bounce to the five, and the Ravens are going to pick it up at the goal line. Here they come, angling to the left side to the five, catching the edge to the 10. Look out, 20, up the left side, 30, crossing the 40, and Buto hit hard out of bounds, and there's a penalty marker.
So we're going to get two penalties. We're going to get a late hit out of bounds. We're going to get a hold at the end of the play. And when it's all said and done, BC's still going to have a really good field position.
And we've seen some great returns by Benedict, and you mentioned the 102-yarder last week. And we don't necessarily think of Austin as having the blazing speed. He's more of that pick goes way through and be wily, not just a foot race, but in that particular return, he got to the edge and turned it upfield and did a really splendid job.
Yeah, I think you probably heard me say that he had a wall. As he turned the corner, he had a little bit of an avenue and was able to open it up and show off the speed that he has. And now the official's trying to figure out a lot of things. They're trying to figure out if the late hit out of bounds is going to be a dead ball. They're trying to figure out if the holding really was a holding. Now we're going to find out what exactly they've come to here.
There are two fouls on the play. Holding, receiving team, number 84. That's a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. Dead ball.
There you go.
Personal foul. Late hit out of bounds. Number 47, defense. That penalty will be enforced 15 yards after the holding penalty. First down.
So Benedictine is going to end up on the long side of this a little bit. They'll pick up some yardage, and it's going to take them a moment or two to get this thing all settled and stretched and figured out. And Ravens here this afternoon. And by the way, it is a really, really outstanding crowd. It is Community Day, and a lot of people from the Atchison area have made their way in here. By the way, Peru State has traveled really well here this afternoon, too. Here comes the Raven offense. For Benedictine, it'll bring up a first and 10 to their own 43-yard line to begin things this afternoon. And senior quarterback Garrett Kettle brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Single man to the backfield beside him. That's going to be Rayshon. And Rayshon will get the handoff, cut to the right side, tries to turn upfield, gets across the 45, up to the 50-yard line. And that's an outstanding run. And a gain of 7 on the first down carry.
You know why that's an outstanding run?
Tell me.
They kept it away from the middle. If you saw on that play, Devin Adams is almost able to be in the backfield and tackle Kettle and Rayshon on the handoff. Like the Ravens didn't even block him on that play. He is going to be a menace in the middle, run away from him all afternoon, but I like getting on the ground and picking up 7 for the first play.
At the 50, here's a straight-ahead run. They pick up the first down, spinning, twisting, 45, 42, 41-yard line, Rayshon.
Rayshon Mills putting together a great start to this game. Last week, when we were in Grandview, he had 11 carries for 41 yards, and again, he's already on pace to blow that out of the water today.
He's got a dozen yards already on a pair of carries, and Benedictine quickly back up to the line of scrimmage. I suspect if you watch the offensive line play for the Ravens, you're going to see that double team happening in the middle for the big part of the day. Quarterback is back to throw a ball. Batted is going to hit the ground and incomplete. Gus, Devin Adams slaps the ball. It caroms off of his teammate's helmet and then finally hits the ground. Benedictine fortunate right there.
We could talk about this because, you know, it's passed, it's come out. Devin Adams was on my first-team All-American ballot. I mean, he is just that good. 1 week back, he was a game-changer. You heard Joel talk about it in the pregame. I'm telling you, the Ravens are really going to have to figure out a way to stay away from this guy in the middle.
They're going to shift over to the right side, bringing Court Mattson. Court Mattson is going to be over there, and now they're going to hand off a little jet sweep over to the left, needing an outside block down to the 40, grubbed down from behind and pulled down by the jersey. Not a horse-collar tackle as they had grabbed Jacob Gathright by the jersey and put it down Clayton Thrasher.
Yeah, that time Thrasher did a good job of not cupping his hand inside the shoulder pads and pulling him down. He grabbed the jersey, pulled him to the ground. But again, I like the play right there with Jake Gathright. Now the Ravens are going to bring in Reed Levi. Reed has had a good season so far as when he catches the ball, he gets in the end zone. But I'd like to see him maybe get a little more action in this offense.
Reed Levi, two catches in two games and two touchdowns. That's kind of how it's shaped up so far. This is a third down and 5. QB's back to throw again. Throwing right. Has his man. It's going to be caught. Turning it upfield. And right at the first down marker, Damon Wigan. Let's see, did he get there?
Yeah, he's going to be really close, and it all depends on exactly where the officials are going to spot him down. They gave him, like, nose at. I feel like it's going to be enough for a first down.
Yeah, and there we go. The referee runs up there, gives the emphatic first and 10 signal that Benedictine has taken the opening kickoff for the game here this afternoon. And moving it downfield, we are 2 minutes into the game. Ravens first and 10 to the 31-yard line of Peru State. Senior quarterback Garrett Kittle, a 6'4" player out of California, is back to throw again, steps up in the bucket. He's going to run with it, going to the left side of the 30. Feet first slide down at the 27-yard line, getting about 4.
That time getting over there for Peru State. You have the backside cornerback, Craig Jones. He was a Heart of America Athletic Conference honorable mention player last year.
Now, I don't mind. Garrett's a good runner. Don't mind seeing him run with the ball. But if he is going to go into that slide, okay, you got to do a prettier slide than that. He went kind of down on his knees, and you can hurt yourself doing that. So he's got to improve that slide a little bit. Second and 7. Ravens now inside the 30-yard line. There's a lot of motion. Now the handoff straight ahead running, and look at that. Straight ahead run by Derek Overstreet in the backfield.
That time Clayton Thrasher comes up to make the stop. And right now the Ravens are doing a good job of controlling the line of scrimmage. They weren't able to do that last week when we were up in Des Moines. You talk about that with Derek Overstreet last week, 2 carries, negative 2 yards. You had Damon Wigan, 4 carries for negative 10. So you had guys that were struggling to get those gaps, and right now they're doing a great job of controlling the front.
Rayshon back in the backfield, and a quarterback's going to keep it. Boots right, but it's going to come back as a penalty marker is thrown hard to the ground by the back judge. And you know one of the Ravens held back here, guys.
Yeah, you got to think that was a hole going to be probably somewhere on that backside. It's got some freshmen over there.
The rain has held up so far. We are at 11:45 to go in the first quarter.
Holding, number 65, offense, 10 yards, previous spot, replay, third down.
Now, I'm not looking to put anybody on a big spot, but, okay, maybe I will. Is that the same hold that we had at Grandview in the final minute?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Okay.
Close.
So Benedictine with a very... If I put a couple more varies in there, very, very, very young offensive line, is that fair?
Very.
Okay.
You like that?
I really like that. Third down, a dozen. The Ravens, after the assessment of that penalty, back to throw again, Kittle, rolling right, being chased, throws in, it's going to be behind his intended receiver, who had he caught it, Jay Sean was going to be short of the first down, and Devin Adams again, chasing, and right in the hip pocket of Garrett Kittle. Gus, the Ravens with that penalty, it's kind of stymied this drive. Okay, but we talked to the coach. You and I have talked, and I'm hoping going to be done talking about it. But the Ravens have got to do something about all these penalties.
Yeah, a lot of penalties. We'll talk about that just here in a second.
BC's going to go for it on fourth down at the Peru 32, and it's not fourth and long; it's fourth and 12. And that's going to be a quick kick from Garrett Kittle. Bien is going to roll down and be picked up and lost out of bounds at the 12-yard line.
That was actually a pretty smart move by Craig Jones, the cornerback for Peru. He said, wait a second, I could pick that up and try to advance it. And probably a good thing that he was able to just boot it out of bounds.
So Benedictine began his first drive of the afternoon with really good field position. Moved the ball a little bit, but penalties forced the drive to stumble. And here comes Peru State with its first possession of the afternoon. And they're going to come from the far sideline and right out over the football.
Peru State is a team who doesn't allow sacks. They didn't allow one last week. But they also tried to hold on the ball 34 minutes of time of possession last week.
Quarterback Will Mueller will hand off in a straight-ahead run, dragging a couple of tacklers along. It's going to be Desmond Sams. He's a good little running back. Zach Gill coming up to make that stop. And I guess I find it interesting to see that the Ravens are so interested in watching Sams that you get a guy coming up from that deep to make the defensive play within a couple of yards of the line of scrimmage. It will bring up a second down and 8. The ball just across the 15-yard line for Peru. Stacian Livingston is in the backfield now. And quarterback will keep it, rolls left, looks back across, goes downfield, got a man open, 30 and out of bounds on the near side of the 35-yard line. Catch by Jarius Anderson. Big pursuit by Benedictine from behind. And Javi Blomquist with the coverage for the Ravens.
Yeah, at that time, though, you had Javi Blomquist and Fabian Njika both trailing that play, and they actually kind of bumped into each other and allowed the receiver just enough separation to catch that ball, get past the 30, pick up the first down to the 34-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Bobcats with 10.5 minutes left in the first quarter.
Still got Livingston in the backfield. He'll shift over to the left side of the quarterback and take the handoff, trying in the middle of the line. He's going to be hit. He stood up. He is driven back. Gavin Spangler right in the middle of that.
Gavin Spangler, the leading tackler for Benedictine this season. 16 tackles so far in the first two games of the year. He's done a great job holding down the middle of that defense for the Ravens. Also, Heath Baker getting a little mixed up in the middle there.
So we're going to get a little switching around of athletes as they're going to take Isaiah Cornell out of the game and bring in an additional wide receiver in Greg Adams. He's a little guy, 5'10", 170 pounds. Wraparound handoff and the straight-ahead run, and he's going to be hit, and then diving forward, pulling away is going to be Livingston, but he will still gain short yardage, leaving Peru State with a third down and 7.
Joe Glasser over there with the stop for the Ravens, and now you talk about Peru State. They're one of those teams that can't really afford to play from behind the stick, so now they're going to be looking for a big third down play. Last week against Central Methodist on third down, Peru was okay, 10 of 19.
Wide to the left side for the Bobcats. They've got a new receiver in the ballgame, Cameron Slade, a freshman. Third down, and they're going to make a third and 8 at their own 36-yard line. Back to throw again is going to be Mueller. He's in trouble. Hits the sack. The ball's on the ground, and Benedictine has covered it up. The ball laid there forever. Zach Gill says, give that thing to me.
Give Dwayne Lacy the sack and the forced fumble. Give Zach Gill the fumble recovery right there for the Ravens. And now Benedictine going to put their offense out on the field. They're going to be at the 30-yard line. So Peru, a turnover on their first.
Benedictine with a great field position on his first possession. They have got incredible field position to begin their second possession at the Bobcat 30-yard line. 9 minutes to go in the opening quarter. We're still scoreless here in Atchison, Kansas. Motion to the right side. Reed Levi will set up on the right. Wrap around handoff, and there's not much room in the middle, but dancing and twisting and trying to elude everyone. Rayshon Mills, he's finally going to get a couple of yards out of that, but he had to work really hard for him.
That time, Lekai, and yeah, we're going to go that way. Out of Lincoln, Nebraska, the big freshman.
Ndegema is what I believe that is. Lekai Ndegema, a 6'4", 255-pound freshman. Defensive end, the big man. Second down, 8, Benedictine. Now they'll switch Levi from the right to the left side as a tight end. Back to throw again. Quarterback, he's in trouble as the blitz was on. He's throwing down to the right side. It's going to be caught at the 5-yard line. Diving for the pylon. His markers are all over the ground. And Gary Kittle is getting up off the ground. And let's see what happens. That was a beautiful pass. Well thrown, caught, and down at the 1. But again, with markers down, we got to see what's going on out here.
Yeah, Jacob Gathright doing a great job making a diving catch right there. Got to think that maybe it'll pass interference against the defense.
Pass interference, number 7, defense. That penalty is declined. Run each. Result of the play, first down.
And so there you have it. Benedictine is knocking on the door. 8:23 to go in the opening quarter. People are texting me all over. Ravens, people in the stands, Ravens are in red. Has that ever happened before? And I'm like, no, never. It's stunning. From the 1-yard line, the BC offense in a power set. They'll bring an extra blocker in. The handoff, running back, twisting, leaning, turning. Touchdown, Ravens! Straight ahead running from Benedictine, and with 8 minutes to play in the opening quarter, BC has gone into the end zone and has broken on top 6-0.
That's going to be Benedictine's second rushing touchdown of the season, and for Rayshon Mills, he accounts for both of them.
Benedictine looking for the PAT now, and you've got big Harry Balky, a 6'4 sophomore, right foot kicker. He puts a toe to it, drives it through, and we've got a timeout of the field. Benedictine, taking advantage of an opportunity given them, has taken the lead with 8 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It's Benedictine 7, Peru State nothing.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room? locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Happy to have you back with us. We're taking a little extended pause as there's some recognitions going on out of the middle field at the you know, Gus, I thought this was only like happened in some of the other stadiums where they would stop a game to do recognitions. However, they're important enough that you do that. That all said, Ravens, you've got to like a team that takes advantage of an opportunity given it. You know, too many teams lose games because they got a chance and didn't do anything with it. Ravens did something with that there, and that's a good sign.
Yeah, for the Ravens, they were able to take the fumble and turn it in to a touchdown, and that's a big thing, right? And the one thing that you also have to look at right now, though, the Ravens' penalties. That was kind of the thing coming into the ballgame. We talked about it in our Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game, but Benedictine, the second most penalized team in the heart of America, 2 for 25. I mean, okay. You're not on pace for a good start here.
You've got 25 yards of penalties in the first 7 minutes of the game. So that means 50 a quarter, a little over. So that means over 200 a game. I mean, if you extrapolate, that's all the way out. That's what it does.
And so for the Ravens, they're going to be set to kick this ball away, and it will be their kickoff specialist, Cullen Bruner, the sophomore out of Marceline.
So Benedictine in those all-red uniforms. I'll be talking about that for days, let alone this afternoon. He's got to be putting it away to the Peru return guys who are not giving him a whole lot of credit. They're standing around the 10-yard line. Here's the kick. And they're going to be about right as it will be fielded at the 8. Coming up the left side of the field, going all the way across the field, breaking the first tackle. Hit, slowed up, and going to be down short of the 20-yard line. But markers are down. Jacob Gathright downfield, but I think somebody reached out and got a little face mask in there, didn't you?
Yeah,
I thought that's what I thought.
Especially if it comes in right at the point of tackle, you got to worry about that.
We'll get a little conversation among the crew here as we assess this. Oh, my.
Personal foul, face mask, number 24, kicking team.
Okay, so Benedictine is now at, what, 40 yards of penalties in the first, less than halfway through the opening quarter. Not when you want to improve on that statistic, not how you want to go about that.
Good news is, for my Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game, we had two of them, right?
Yeah, so two keys.
You're not doing so well in the second one, but you're doing pretty good on keeping Garrett Kettle upright today.
First and 10, Peru. There's going to be a pitch. He'll sweep short side, hit at the line of scrimmage. In fact, not quite back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and 11. Joe Glasser was able to push that and force that over to the far side, and because that was just superb defense by Benedictine over there.
Joe Burke was the second guy to be able to come in there and clean things up for the Ravens. So for Peru, let's call it a loss of two on the play. And for the Bobcats, they're going to be looking at a second and 12.
Ball was carried over there by, again, Stacey Livingston, who's really gotten the lion's share of carries for Peru, the 5'11", 205-pound freshman out of St. Louis, Missouri. QB's back, three-step drop. Now pursuit, throws it to his relief man out of the backfield. Caught 35, up to the 40. Going to get a first down at the 43.
That time Zach Hill able to come over for the Ravens and make the stop, but not before the quarterback was able to flare one out there. And Will Mueller doing a good job of just checking down, not taking the big play. Pick up that one underneath that's going to get you 11 and net you a first down.
And that safety valve catch was to Stacy and Livingston coming out of the backfield. And again, we mentioned St. Louis. Bayless High School. B-A-Y-L-E-S-S. Bayless High. Don't know that one. I'm going to be really honest. Here's a first down call. Peru flirting with midfield. They'll take it up to the 45-yard line. So here's kind of been the way it's gone for Peru State. First down, anywhere from minus 1 to plus 2 yards. Second down, a couple 3 yards. They've been pretty decent on third down so far today. And right now, though, again, second and 8 at their own 45.
Yeah, third down's kind of where they've been able to, you know, keep those drives alive and come up with the plays when they really need to. Now looking at a second and 8, they're going to do 2 to the left, 1 to the right, and again, they're going to flex that tight end in the back.
Springdale, Arkansas native, quarterback Will Mueller's back to throw. Looking left, nothing. Stepping right, nothing. He's going to run straight ahead, feet first slide, down to the 49-yard line, picking up about 4 yards here.
That time he went into that feet first slide because he saw Zach Gill closing in on him quickly. And they're going to give him about 2 more yards on the play. Let's call it 3rd and 6 for the Bobcats. They're going to take out the fullback and bring into the ball game another wide receiver. And if this wide receiver is a part of this play, this will be his first one of the game or the year. Cameron Slade, a freshman out of Atlanta.
2 to the left and 2 to the right on this 3rd down and a half a dozen call. Bobcats at their own 47-yard line. Running back steps up to the right hand of the quarterback and stays in the block. Back to throw. Hit and blitz and sack. A loss of about 9. What a job by Big Heath Baker, the Atchison, Kansas Stadium.
Yeah, Heath Baker lined up at the defensive end, and then he came back inside. So a little bit of a twist where you kind of wait, let the guy cut in front of you, comes back underneath. Nobody picks him up and able to record his first sack of the season, his 3rd TFL, and this will force a punt for the Bobcats. And the big guy doing the punting today, Devin Adams.
Adams, he kind of does it all. He fills in that defensive front. We saw him kick last year. He's devastatingly strong and can really kick the ball deep. Here's the advance, and he just rockets that thing. It's end over end. It goes, forces the return man back to the 10. Straight up to the 15, he's met at the 20, and he's going to be down right there. So that was an outstanding kick.
And talking to Joel in the pregame, he says, what, he's, you know, the closer for the Peru State baseball team. He also can hit some home runs. So, you know, he's like, what, Dennis Eckersley and Albert Pujols and, you know, Ray Guy all rolled into one.
Yeah, and again, he is a huge guy in the middle. What do you got him standing at? 6 foot, like 3, pushing 300 pounds? And a Pembroke Pines, Florida. So the Ravens have got a lot longer field in front of them than they did in their previous possession. Coming here 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens lead 7-0.
Do they have palm trees at the Oak Bowl? No?
Palm trees at the Oak Bowl? Not yet, no. But he might bring one from home. I don't know how well it'll thrive in that Nebraska winter. Here's a straight-ahead run, and the ball pops loose at the 20-yard line, and the Ravens are going to save it.
That time the ball came loose very late, but Benedictine able to jump back on top of it and save the possession. Over there, Austin Buteau is the guy who's able to jump on the football. It'll be a gain of 1 on first down. It'll bring up 2nd and 9 for the Bobcat, or for the Ravens, excuse me.
BC with the football, and they're going to go 2 receivers wide to the left side, the wide side of the field, 1 to the short side. Kettle is your quarterback. Garrett. Wraparound handoff, pulls it back, keeps it himself. The boot to the right side will cross the 25-yard line. And this time, instead of going feet first, he goes head first, leans in, lowers his shoulders, and pushes all the way up close to the 30-yard line on a nice run. Pulled out by the outside linebacker over there. That's Kyle Bentley out of Cairo, Nebraska.
Kyle Bentley is an active player on this Peru State defense. He's number 2 on this team when it comes to tackles.
3rd down, 3-4, Benedictine. This is a tweener play, okay? It's, you don't necessarily have to throw, but you can on third. You can also have, you can also run it, throw it. What do you need to do here? Ravens last week got about half of their 3rd downs. Now here's a pass deep down the left side, and it's off the fingertips of a racing Austin Buteau, literally three or four inches out of his reach.
Doesn't matter. The Ravens are going to get a first down by way of penalty. They're going to say that Peru State crossed over before the ball was snapped. So there's the official call.
Offside. Defense, number 96, 5-yard penalty results in a first down.
So for the Bobcats, a little unhappiness there as another freshman makes a freshman mistake. 6 foot 3 inch freshman, hard to miss a big lineman like that out of Florissant. First and 10, the Ravens will keep the offense out of the field. Snap is a little bit high. Hand off on a misdirection. Trying it over to the right side. It's going to be Rayshon. Crossing the 35-yard line. Up to the 40-yard line. Keeping under his feet. Beneath him to the 41. That was a nice 8-yard carry. Craig Jones for Peru State will make the stop. Craig Jones, and so far, Gus, we haven't called his name until right here, but this guy's a good one. An all-conference honorable mention athlete from last year. And he's still only a junior. Second down and a pair. Benedictine from their own 41-yard line. 2.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine leading in the ball game at 7-0. Garrett Kettle is your quarterback. Speaks to his running back, and then moves Rayshon over to his right side. Wrapped around handoff to Rayshon Mills. Breaks the tackle at the 40, 45. Rayshon cuts back to the middle of the 50. Across midfield. That's Rayshon Mills taking it to the Benedictine, or rather to the Bobcat. 49-yard line. Tackled by Deontay Dozier.
I'm just trying to figure something out.
Okay, well,
okay. So we get, every week, we get a 2-deep.
Yeah.
5 offensive linemen, there's 2 of them, there's 10.
Uh-huh.
We knew that Zion Mathis was not going to play today, okay?
Correct.
But Rashad Beckman, okay, so Beckman's wearing 51 and not 56 today. That helps. Rashad Beckman, a true freshman, and you're starting to see it on some of these snaps today.
Here's a jet sweep, and here's a reverse, and look out at the 50. Cutting back in the middle to the 45. Dancing around and having to slow down and getting tackled for what was going to be a much shorter game than I thought it was going to be. It's going to be Jayshon Tide.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to pick up great yardage, but all of a sudden you saw the safety close, and then Kyle Bentley, the backside linebacker, did a great job of closing in on that thing, and it looked like a huge play. You're still going to be happy with 5 yards on the run. It'll bring up now a 2nd and 5 for the Raven offense.
I tell you, I'm not. I just get so spoiled. I see Jayshon with the ball, and I'm expecting 25 at least for his 2nd down 5. Benedictine inside the 45-yard line to Peru. The flare pass over into the right flank. It's going to be caught there, eluding the first defender, but not the second, and gaining no yardage. The pass over into the right side, into the hands of Gathright for no gain. Kalen Justice, strong safety. The freshman makes the play. Is this conference just loaded with freshmen, or is it my imagination? All these teams, it feels like to me.
Do you feel like, and that's just maybe a deeper wormhole than maybe we're ready to jump into, I think that the changes in junior college have affected maybe the amount of freshmen showing up and playing on Saturday.
Is that right? Interesting. Interesting concept. We'll have to think that over. 3rd down and 5. Benedictine with a football. Quarterback throws it to the side, and that is just thrown high and way, way beyond the reach of a receiver about whom we have seen very little. Omarjaya Black. Omarjaya, a 5'9 freshman out of Irvine, California. And again, another freshman. And I don't think we've ever had him catch a ball yet, have we?
No, we have listed him every week on the 2D, but not seen him out there in that time. Well, just a little out of his reach, and the Ravens are going to bring in the punt unit.
So BC going to be booting it away and into punt. Cullen Bruner standing at his own 40-yard line with the advance, and here's the boot. That's a peach. It's high. It's hanging. Fair catch. Call for it. Oh, and he blew him up. And there's a marker down at the 10-yard line. Before the ball had gotten to the return man and setting up back there, that was going to be Mason Thomas, I think. He just got a helmet and the numbers, man, right between the 1 and the 0 on that jersey. Wow.
And again, though, you've got to be a little better than that.
Did he call a fair catch? I thought I'd seen it.
Yeah.
Officials are having another long. This crew, they've done an okay job, but they have not been really very speedy at making their calls today.
At least they're not Iowa officials, okay?
It could be, yeah.
Kick pass interference. Number 2, kicking team. 15-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. First down.
And here we are. We have moments left in this opening quarter. And depending on how quickly they start the clock and how quickly Peru gets up over the ball, whether we will get an additional stat here in the quarter.
penalties, 45 yards in the first quarter.
It's a rough quarter. So here we go. They will not start the clock yet. 15 seconds to be exact left in this opening quarter. And Bruce Date will go first and 10 at its own 26. Long count. Quarterback back. Chased by Spangler. Throwing wildly. And that has got to be grounding, doesn't it? Because there was nobody in the vicinity.
Now, hold on. You've got 24 over here. The intended receiver was tackled out of the backfield, and he's not happy about it. He wants pass interference as the eligible receiver. And I think that's what the officials are going to say. Could be pass interference. It could be grounding. At the end of the day, let's just call nothing.
We're calling nothing.
But it will stop the clock with 10 seconds to go.
And Will Mueller's got to get another snap here in the opening quarter. Single man in the backfield behind him. And they got Jaden Neal back there, a freshman. Another new running back. Back to throw. Right-hand quarterback looks left, goes left. It's going to be tipped, caught, and then dropped. That was a nice defensive play to get a finger in the air. Kind of just tipped that thing free. The receiver had a shot at it, but couldn't quite get it pulled in.
Do you remember when we were thinking, all right, we're going to get out of the first quarter? At this pace, Peru still might have to punt in the first quarter. 4 seconds left. The clock is stopped on the incomplete pass. It'll bring up a 3rd and 10 right now for the Bobcats. They're going to send two to the left, one to the right. And, again, they're going to flex that tight end, and this time to the left side. They have had some luck here on 3rd down.
Do you realize they're going to go through this whole possession in 15 seconds?
Yeah.
That is just craziness. 3rd and 10. Back to throw again goes Mueller. In the pocket, in some trouble, passes, and it's way off the mark. Triple coverage deep downfield, and
look,
still have a second, less than a second.
Tim, we just talked about this. You thought one play, and then they would get to the fourth or the second quarter.
I didn't even know they get it.
They're going to punt till in the first quarter.
A 15-second, less than, 14.3-second possession by Peru to end the opening quarter. Absolutely craziness. And a Bobcats will put your guy out there. That's Big Devin Adams. Buteau is at his own 35-yard line. And I'm telling you, Neil, this will be the final play of the quarter. The kick, boy, that's a monster. It's high. It's end over end. Buteau goes back, goes back, goes back, lets it bounce, and then picks it up. A dangerous play. Dives back to the 20. We're at the end of the first quarter. We'll be back. Second quarter coming your way here in Natchez at Kansas College Football on CAN Radio. After one, the Benedictine Ravens 7, Peru State nothing.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking. But we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back. We're at Wilcox Stadium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. And after the opening quarter in this Heart of America Athletic Conference college football game, the Ravens in front, but by a relatively slim 7-0 margin. Welcome back, everybody. Neil, our producer and engineer in the CAN Radio Sports Studios this afternoon. Gus Counts to my left. Tom Counts with you. And Gus, opening quarter, the numbers are not staggering. Will Mueller for Peru, 2 of 5 throwing for 31. Garrett Kettle for Benedictine, 3 of 6 throwing for 33. And so, not throwing for a ton of yards. Now, out of the Wildcat, Benedictine with the snap at the 25, 30, 35, 40-yard line. And you got to love it when Jason gets the ball in his hands.
Jason is just so electric with the football in his hands that time, making something happen, picking up good yardage. They're going to mark him out across the 40 to the 41. But he is just one of those lightning rod type players. Anytime the ball is in his hands, it could go to the house, right?
You know what I like about that play? Not only in Jay Sean's hands, but that was a running play, okay? This makes the defense get a little more honest. Here, here's a wraparound handoff and straight ahead running right up the middle for Rayshon Mills. Of course, it was Devin Adams making the tackle. Rayshon is already over 40 yards carrying the football, and we're a minute into the second quarter.
Last week, he had 41 yards on the season. How about this? On the season, Rayshon, 58 total yards. He's up to 41 today, so he's going to double his season output this afternoon.
Second down, half a dozen. Benedict into his own 45-yard line. Motion over to the left side. That's Colin Payne out there for the Ravens. And a straight-ahead run is going to net nothing. And BC will look now at a third down, six. Middle linebacker Seth Leddy, another freshman out of Papillion, Nebraska.
So you talk about the areas that Peru does. They recruit Nebraska well. They recruit Florida pretty well, Quincy, Naples. But they also do Louisiana, right? Like they've got a handful of guys from down in the Louisiana area. So, I mean, those are kind of their three hotbeds right now.
Talk about also Florida, Oviedo, Pembroke Pines, and you've got your umbrella. You might kind of get it unwrapped here. Here's a pass over to the left line. It's going to be caught and racing to the edge of the 50-yard line to pick up a first down at the 49. Going across midfield, BC's going to advance the sticks on the wheels of Jay Sean Todd.
Yeah, Jay Sean Todd caught that ball about 3 yards short, and then he just hit the afterburners, able to pick up the first down and move the sticks in to Bobcat territory.
It's
awfully dark.
It rains at Lancaster, and so, you know anybody that lives at Lancaster?
Don't.
Okay. First and 10, Ravens across midfield. Snap back to throw Kettle, and he's going to sidearm that thing, and it could not be held onto for Benedict by Harry O'Neill. Here's a problem. Garrett Kettle was in trouble. The blitz had come on. A defender was unblocked, and he kind of went, a little sidearm, little kin to Covey Dan Quisenberry thing on that ball.
Deontay Dozier over there to make the hit on the play and really dislodge that football. Checking out of the ballgame is Court Madsen, and back in, you're going to see Harry O'Neill. So the Ravens playing four tight ends here this afternoon.
Single man to the backfield, and Garrett Kettle. Long time as he looks in the middle. Hands outstretched, wrap around, play action, back to throw. Going right, heads his man right side, boot toe, way upstairs. What a spectacular catch by Benedict Vince Jr. from Tomball, Texas, Austin Buteau.
Buteau did a great job of going up over his defender, Deontay Dozier, and the only question was he going to be able to land in bounds? As he came down and wasn't able to get a foot down, he landed square on his back, and another first down for the Ravens. A good possession right here, and I tell you, the Raven offense has looked pretty okay this afternoon.
12.5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine moving the football. They lead 7-0. Working his way to the outside. Todd, no one to the backfield. Kettle is back to throw. Looking downfield with time going. Jay Sean, he's got him at the goal line. Touchdown, Ravens! Garrett Kettle to Jay Sean Todd. That's a 28-yard TD strike, and the Ravens go on top of Peru State by 13.
That was a well-underthrown pass by Garrett Kettle. Jay Sean had to come back and make the reception, and I was actually worried for a second if that corner was going to have enough time to close on Jay Sean. But great job by Jay Sean out there to put the Ravens up by 2 touchdowns.
Balky in for the PAT. Kettle in for the hold. Long snap. Zach Philippi, an unsung guy who's done a marvelous job. Sends that one back. Balky sends it up, and the Ravens add a point to the board. Time out of the field. We're at the 12-13 mark of the opening half. Benedict then at home, and the Ravens lead Peru State now 14-0.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout savings. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back to Atchison, Kansas. This is Bruce State. We'll send a duo of return men back deep. They got a new return guy out there, Gustin. Gianni Dorsey, a 6-foot freshman from Roswell, Georgia. And the kick is away deep into the end zone. They got to bring that thing out.
Had
up
to.
The right side, 10 to the 20, hit down to the 21.
He went back and fielded it at the 2, hits off of his hands, rolls into the end zone, said, I got to bring this thing out. Goes back, returns it all the way up to the 20. And now the Ravens have a guy that's a little slow to get up. Hey, the Canes scored again. About time. They were struggling there for a minute, 10-7 at the break. But Miami now leading USM 24-7.
Well, even though it's about ready to rain here, it is apparently not raining at Hard Rock today. So for Miami, it is going well. I'm sure there are other scores going on around the area. Oh, that's a stunner.
Okay. All right. Isn't this how you can do this? So Texas is leading Alabama, right?
Correct.
So if Texas beats Alabama and Kansas beat Texas, so Kansas could beat Alabama?
Yeah,
right?
100%. Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Maybe that's not how that works. Hey, Ohio State leading Arkansas State 38-12. I know some people at Arkansas State now. A handful of games going on. Let's see if we can find that K-State score here in a minute. The Ravens still with the guy. A little slow to get up after that kick coverage unit. They are finally at halftime in Manhattan. Kansas State 20, Missouri 3.
Coming off the field and jogging off under his own power. Maybe he's gotten a wind knocked out of him. A guy who's suffered with some injuries during the course of his football career. But a real leader out of the field who's good to see out there, Zach Gill.
Yeah, Zach Gill was a guy who, you know, got hurt early on last season and even basketball players.
The Hoopsters are in the house in full uniforms. Check it out. I only recognize like 3 of them.
At least they have numbers on, right? That helps you.
Here we go. I don't know any of these guys. Coach Moody's, I hope he's printing programs right now. Here we go on the first down play, and it's good for 2 yards into the right side by Peru State. The Benedictine defense. Here's what happens. It all becomes, you know, very contagious. Once the offense has a nice run down the field, and the defense is feeling it a little bit, and the next thing you know, all of the cylinders start hitting, and you're playing some pretty good football, and right now Peru in a little trouble. They trailed 14-0. Got a second down and long with 11.5 to go in the first half. Quarterback Will Mueller with just a wraparound handoff straight ahead, and there's not much there. And again, Benedictine, great pursuit. And a superb job in the middle by Blue Kaplinger.
Yep, Blue Kaplinger getting in there to make the stop for the Ravens. Also in there mixing it up. Abraham Phillips, a freshman linebacker out of Olathe North High School.
Fondangala comes into the game for Benedictine. Yinga Fondangala out of St. Paul, Minnesota.
As soon as you say that, he starts to come out. Now the linebacker comes back in. The Ravens are a little confused about what personnel they want in on the field.
And there's some big guys out there, okay? And when I look out, the first guy I see for Peru State on that offensive line is Mike James. Michael is a big man. Quarterback is back to throw on a 3rd-and-6, chased out of the pocket. Catch
ball.
Behind, the ball is out, but the offensive line is there to fall on it. He was blindsided by Tyler Wilson, and Will Mueller never saw him coming at all.
Tyler Wilson has done such a good job over the last 2 seasons and really evolved from that defensive end position. He's a senior out of San Clemente, California, able to knock that ball loose. And for Peru, lucky that they were able to regain possession. And for Peru, this will be their 3rd consecutive punt. They're going to bring the big guy out, Devin Adams.
San Clemente, California, best known to me as the West White House for the Richard Nixon administration. 4th-and-12, and the punter standing at his own goal line. And there's the big guy, almost got her blocked. It is high. He falls to the ground trying to cheat the officials. It doesn't work. And a big Raven bounce, and that kick goes, turns into, 5-10. That's about a 16, 17-yard punt for Peru State. And Benedictine, again this afternoon, is going to come out of this with fantastic field position. And on the afternoon, and there's still a long way to go with 10.5 to play in the second quarter, but my goodness, the Ravens have had great field position all day.
Yeah, the Ravens have started in what felt like plus territory all day. This time they're going to have it all the way down at the Peru State, what you call it, 37-yard line. And the big thing is they've been able to capitalize on this field position.
Putting his head down in a straight-ahead run by Derek Overstreet, the freshman. Good for a couple of yards down to the Bobcat 35. We're down to just over 10 minutes to play in the half. Ravens leading at 14-0 over Peru State here in Atchison. And when I thought the sky couldn't get much darker, it just does a little bit more. Have they turned the lights? No, the lights are not on.
Might have to go over to Amelia to finish this thing.
It's a second down 8, BC at the 35. Kettle with a wing to the left side and Levi. Back to throw, throwing right, going into the edge. Once Buteau and overshoots him at the 10. Swinging it over to the right side, looking for Austin Buteau, who was guarded just step for step here on the near side. Nice coverage downfield by Deion Miles. It'll bring up for Benedict, and now a third and long. And with that in mind, for BC, Madison comes out. Cork will come over to the near side, and Jay Sean will come in. So they're going to lose about a foot of height, and they're going to take about 8 seconds off the 40 speed. Third down long, Benedictine. Motion will come toward the middle. Quarterback is back, setting up a screen and throws it into the ground. He was trying to get it in the middle to his running back, but there was no chance. He was chased out of the pocket and couldn't get rid of it.
Yeah, that time Kayvon Lofton, the backside defensive end, did a great job of putting pressure on Garrett Kettle, and Kettle never had time to really let that play develop. Kayvon Lofton, talked about the sophomore defensive end out of Apopka by way of Lincoln Northeast.
Now, here's the thing. Running a play like that, the quarterback needs a minute for that thing to develop, and when you've got the pursuit of a Devin Adams and a Lofton and Thomas and those big, big, big guys up front for Peru, makes it really difficult. Your offensive line is having a problem with that, and now Benedictine is going to take a timeout and decide what to do on fourth down. Neil, we're taking a break. 9:40 to go. We're in the opening half in Atchison, Kansas, where it's Benedictine 14, Peru State nothing.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
And here we go on a fourth down call. Benedictine going to go for it. A little pass over to the right side, and it is incomplete. Because, I don't know, coming out of the timeout, I expected maybe a little more creativity than that. And the problem with that was, for me, that had he caught it, he's still 10 yards short.
Yeah, I was going to say, I figured that's probably where you were going to go with that, is even if he makes the reception, he's still going to be about 5 yards short. So, with that, it will be a turnover on downs, and it will bring the Peru State offense out onto the field. Now, for Peru, they've got to be happy they're only trailing by 2 touchdowns. They haven't been able to do a whole lot against this Raven defense today.
No question about it. And the fact that they've had, you know, some turnover issues today. So with that said, the Bobcats are not in nearly as bad a position as they might be. And here they got the ball with a good spot to begin this series, first and 10 to their own 35-yard line. Benedictine up 14-0. Quarterback Will Mueller. A little wraparound handoff, very basic play, first page of the playbook, and it's good for 7. Tell you what, that play off the first page of the playbook, a simple run to the right side, kind of hard to beat that.
It's a reason you put that in.
Yeah, a little blocking,
right?
And it's successful.
Make sure everybody gets on the same page, make something good happen.
I was talking about the offensive line for Peru State. It starts in the middle with Mario Locke, 5'10", 285. Then you go to the guards. They're awesome. Jackson White, 6'2", 282. Michael James, 6'4", 335. The tackles are 6'4", 286 and 6'5", 291. They are big across the front. Here's a handoff running back. Tries the outside. Nothing there. Tries the inside. Nothing there. It'll be no gain. He did everything he could. He looked everywhere there was. Just no space.
Yeah, tough sledding in the middle right there. You give a lot of credit to Gavin Spangler, the first guy. Fabian Njika comes up from that free safety spot, and he's not scared to mix it up in the middle. Now the Ravens defense has held Peru to a third and three. Talk about last week against Central Methodist. They were right about half, 10 of 19 on third down conversions. Today, the Bobcats, 0 for 4.
Here they come at their own 42-yard line. It's a third down, 3, Peru State. Quarterback is back. Flares one quickly over to the right side. It's caught in the backfield. He'll break a tackle, and did he come down short, or has he gotten it?
Got it.
Boy, it's a generous mark. I mean, I didn't know if he had gotten there or not, because the ball, I didn't think, had gotten quite that far, even though maybe his feet had gotten there.
You know how I can understand how dark it is outside, but these lights on in here, you can really see the reflection right now. That shows you the contrast of inside-outside at the moment.
It is a first down pickup. Peru passes over to the left side, across 50, and another first down inside the Benedictine 45-yard line. Zach Gill back in the game. Nice coverage downfield, but picking up 11 yards, they will advance the sticks once again. 7:45, we're approaching the midpoint of the second quarter. It's like a nighttime football game almost. It is so dark outside. The cloud cover so thick. Back to throw, no. Wraparound handoff, and that one's not going to go very far. Maybe the line of scrimmage, Dwayne Lacy. Boy, there's a guy who's had a great career as a Raven.
Yeah, Dwayne Lacy. Hey, his peer.
Yeah.
So last week when we were headed up 35 and headed to Des Moines, I even tried to put the pencil behind my ear and I couldn't get it to do it right about the Bethany exit. So I had to ask John, how does that work?
I was going to say I didn't recognize him without the pencil.
Second and 9 now for the Peru State offense.
At the Benedictine 43, again, they'll go to that wraparound handoff, and this has been a pretty good play for them as they open up in the middle, and by the time the second line of defense comes up, led by the Ravens' Victor Terry, it was a nice game by Jaden Neal for Peru State, third down, 4. Jaden Neal, a freshman out of Belleville, Illinois, last week, 19 carries for 42. That's a big play right here for the Raven defense. Stop this drive. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens with a 2-touchdown lead. Quarterback Mueller, really long count. Back to throw. Sets up the screen. He makes it complete. Got his guy. That was a hard pass to get out there to the tight end, Andrew Rathman, but he did it. Rathman with a catch. Victor Terry with the stop, but that's good for about a dozen.
Yeah, Will Mueller did a great job right there. As he rolls out, he just kind of did that little, you know, almost basketball push pass right there. Just got over the top of the defender. An excellent catch by the big tight end, Andrew Rathman. Able to pick up the first down inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Bobcats. 6 minutes now left in the first half.
Talk about basketball. The Raven basketball players that we saw go by here now warming up in shorts and basketball shorts down on the sideline. QB's back, slips and falls. He went down backward. Are they going to call that an incomplete pass?
That time, Garrett Biden, a defensive end, was putting on good pressure. Garrett, 6'2", freshman out of White House, Texas. Isn't that Patrick, right? Patrick's the White House kid.
Is that right?
I believe so.
Now, if the Benedictine basketball players are going to have, like, a race or something at halftime of the game today, I clearly know who I'm picking. There's no doubt in my mind who wins it. 18 guys, in case you're wondering. There are 18 guys out there. Here's a second down, handoff into the middle, good for only a pair of yards.
I mean, I got a 20 on Tyson.
You really? I'll cover that on Joel Adise. It's going to bring up a third down, 10 for Peru. An incomplete pass and then a run into the middle of the line for no gain. And now 5.5 to go in the first half. Ravens are going to make a couple of substitutions. And for Benedictine, they don't expect the throw gust on this third down, I don't think, because they're taking out backs and bringing in linebackers. And for Peru, that middle of the field has been good for them. Long count. QB's back to throw. He's chased by Spangler. Steps up, going to the end zone. He's got his man caught at the 5-yard line. Touchdown, Bobcats! Peru State, that was an incredible running catch as he weaved and bobbed, and Tyrese Schieffer goes into the end zone.
We got a marker out here at the 15-yard line. You got to figure it's probably pass interference or some kind of a defensive holding out there.
Wow. That was holding. A really...
Number five, defense. A penalty is declined. Result of play, touchdown.
First, they did a nice job of getting rid of it quickly, getting a guy open, and then once he got the ball, Schieffer did a great job of running that thing and stretching it into the end zone. So now with our first point to the game on the board, Bobcats are going to bring in Nathan Barnes looking for the PAT. Barnes out of Clarinda, Iowa. Another freshman. It is on its way, and he gets it. We're taking a timeout now. 5:02 to go, still in the opening half. Benedictine, 14. Peru State, 7.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Welcome back once again to Wilcox Stadium here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where Gus Peru State has gotten on the board for the first time today. And the Ravens' lead is cut in half. It is 14-7 Benedictine. Now, you kind of have a guy with a thumb on the pulse of what's going on. Why are these breaks taking so long? It's not like we've got, you know, additional media timeouts, and I don't see anybody being awarded any kind of a prize. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
neither team is on the field.
Just as good as mine. I mean, you look down over here to the near sideline. There is an official in a black jacket, and he comes out during these timeouts, and he talks to the officials. And
he's got a very official-looking clipboard and an earpiece in.
So maybe they're 90s now instead of 60s. So either way.
Perhaps. We'll find out. We'll inquire at intermission. All that said, Benedictine is going to bring its kick return unit out onto the field, and it's going to be the guys we're accustomed to seeing out there for the Ravens. You've got Austin Buteau and Jay Sean Todd. Ravens are going to be back around their own 10-yard line, waiting for the Nathan Barnes kick. So Barnes will be teeing it up. Peru in the traveling white jersey with Bobcat blue, the Ravens in red on red with black helmets. Right foot soccer-style kick, and the advance of the ball. It is line drive. It is low. It'll be taken by an upman at the 20-yard line. Is that going to be Levi? Yep. Reed to the right side to the 30. 35 runs over. A kick coverage guy up to the 36-yard line. Reed Levi, wouldn't you just look at him out there? Looks like a mountain, doesn't he? I mean, he is just a big, strong guy. 6'4", 2 1/4 out of Rockhurst High School.
Yeah, Reed was a big guy last season. I think he came back in better shape this year. And the problem is, Ravens just haven't found a good way to get him incorporated in the offense 2 weeks in, 2 catches, 2 touchdowns. But, again, I think that he'd like to catch the ball, and I'd like to see him catch a few more.
Wing to the right, twins to the left, one to the right side. Motion, and the handoff is going to go to Jay Sean. He's grabbed by the collar and thrown down for a loss of 6.
Yeah, that time the defender had him up around the collar, realized it, let go of him, and by that point, everybody had caved in. That time, Caleb Jackson, the big sophomore out of Oakwood, Georgia, makes the stop on the play. He lost of six. It's going to bring up now second and 16.
The failure in that play was, again, the pressure from the defensive front as they were able to get back into the backfield, into that running lane, and not allow him to get to the edge. Second down and long. BC is going to bring a pair of tight ends over to the left side. Mattson and Reed Levi. Garrett's back to throw. Danson now throwing deep. He's got a man wide open. Underthrows him, and it's going to go incomplete at the 30 on the other side of the field. And he got a little more mustard on that. It was going to. It had a great potential.
Yeah, and I don't think that was the play at all, right? I think that you send Buteau deep to draw the defense away. I think they were looking at Gathright coming out of the backfield on a little bit of a screen, but the problem with that was Deontay Dozier, the near side cornerback, was standing right in the middle of three offensive linemen and the running back. So they said, let's not throw it over there, and instead went to dial one up.
Third down for Benedictine and Long. Third down at 16. Ravens at their own 30, and we're going to get a Bobcat TO.
Now we got penalty.
Is that what it is? I thought they were calling one from the other.
Offense, 5 yard penalty, remains third.
So a penalty. And now, look, the winds are starting to pick up a little bit.
So for Benedictine, with over 4 minutes to go in the half, they have now gotten to 60 yards of penalties in the game today. Third down and 20-plus. Little diamond formation on the near side. Quarterback rolls,
uh-oh,
throwing deep. He's got him open. Can he catch it? 30. No one's catching him. Jacob Gathright, he will be pulled down from behind at the 20-yard line. He had to slow way down to catch that pass. But what a throw. Kettle to Gathright. First down inside the 20.
Gathright has to stop, turn around, come back, make the catch, turn back around, and just couldn't get started fast enough. And when it was all said and done, still a great play. The Ravens are going to have this thing all the way in Bobcat territory down to the 17-yard line. It'll be first and 10, just under four to play here in the first half.
Can the Ravens get into the end zone before the rains come as they are close? First and 10 at the 17. Swing it over to the left side, Benedictine. That's going to be Harry O'Neill. Quarterback, hands off, dancing his way around the left, and not much for Jay Sean. He'll pick up two. Or maybe that Damon.
That Damon Wigan with a short little run there on first down. But the Ravens, they can be patient here at 3:20 left, and you've got to realize a seven-point lead. Might as well take this thing down to the break.
With that run, Damon is now 10 rushes, 2 yards this season. But a great blocker and a guy who contributes a lot to this team. 3 minutes to go in the half. Benedictine, second and 9.
Surprised Bobcats haven't utilized the timeout.
Long count. Garrett. Play clock at 7. Handoff straight ahead. 15, 10, 5. Untouched in the end zone. It's Rayshon Mills going in from 16 yards out. And the Benedictine Ravens extend their lead over Peru State. 20-7 with 2:43 to go in the half.
Coming into today's game, Benedictine had one rushing touchdown in two games today. They've already got two in the first half. Rayshon Mills that time going in from the longer distance. Go along with his two-yard touchdown. It's been a good afternoon for Rayshon Mills. Let's look at it. 8 carries, 42 yards today. Now 9 carries for 58 and 2 touchdowns.
Balky Philippi Kettle. The three principals on his PAT for Benedictine. And you will count the point, and we will take a break. Timeout on the field at 2:43 to go in the half. Ravens push it again to a 2-score advantage. Benedictine 21, Peru State 7.
Amberwell is only offering one drive-through flu shot event in Atchison this year. It'll be on Saturday, September 24th from 8 a.m. to noon. Drive-through flu shots are quick and convenient. Stay in your car, roll up your sleeves, and get protected against the flu. Flu shots will also be offered at both upcoming Amberwell Community Health Fairs, October 1st in Hiawatha and October 15th in Atchison. Register online for a flu shot event near you at amberwellhealth.org.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
going to have you along with us. That's fantastic, man. Well done. So going to have you with us here this afternoon on Care Radio's Benedictine. Kickoff team out on the field. It is high and it is end over end. It's going to be taken by the Bobcats. And again, he's going to mishandle it. It's going to go into the end zone. And did the Ravens get it before it went out the back? They're diving on the ball, and the official is going to say,
touchback.
Touchback. Oh, my goodness.
So the problem is you have to actually go physically down that ball because it hit him at the two. He didn't field it, and then he was going to just say, oh, it's in the end zone, and that's a touchback. But Ravens weren't able to control it before going out the back of the end zone themselves.
That was very close to a huge error by Peru State.
But it's not the official that's going to come over and maybe make an announcement as to what happened, because now we're seeing umbrellas flying up, ponchos going on, and the rain is starting to fall in Northeast Kansas.
Yep, you can always tell when that happens. There's a sudden flurry of activity out on the field or out in the stands. Here we go. Peru State gets its offense out on the field. Rain's come. Football doesn't care about rain. Lightning, yeah. Rain, no. You'll play in all of that. What I'm going to tell you is you don't have to worry about the mud that we used to have back in the days.
Smurf would say it's a rainy day in the Mocan.
It's a rainy day in the Mocan. I love it. Is he out there in the rain?
Yeah, he's somewhere.
Probably.
Saw him a little bit ago.
Peru State will hand off, and a straight-ahead run is thwarted right at the line of scrimmage, and that was a superb tackle by Dwayne Lacy. He just played off his block. There you go. He played off his block, grabbed the guy by the ankles, textbook style. He will fall forward for a gain of a big yard. We'll call it a 2nd and 8 for Peru. We're at 2:15 and winding, approaching halftime here in Atchison, Kansas. Again, your quarterback, Will Mueller. Single man straight behind him, and he will take the handoff. Bouncing outside. Cannot get away. What a great defensive play for Benedictine. And that was Anthony.
Yep, Anthony Winters, a 6-foot freshman linebacker out of Hogan Prep High School in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yep. Stacy and Livingston just had no chance with him. He'll lose those 2 yards they picked up a moment ago. And it is a 3rd and 10 for Peru, and the Bobcats are going to take a timeout. Let's do it. Neil Abrankin did be so kind with 1:35 to go in the opening half. It remains Benedictine 31, Peru State 7.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
After the Peru timeout, both teams are making their way out of the field, and we're at 1:40 to go here in the first half. The rain's not deluge. It's just kind of a light drizzly little bit out there right now. Apparently no lightning in the area. Patrick's got his lightning detector out there holding it up toward the skies, and I don't see anything happening. He'll let you know immediately. Quarterback is back to throw. Chased out of the pocket. Gets it to his running back out of the backfield, who will pick up 5. Huge pursuit in the backfield, and Benedictine has been in the hip pocket of Will Mueller all day. Tyler Wilson's back there at that time.
And now,
timeout, Benedictine. That's their 3rd and final.
So the Ravens are going
to
utilize their...
To breathe 1:33.
So the Ravens are going to utilize their final timeout with 1:33 left. They want one more shot at this thing because Peru looking at now a 4th and 3, they're going to have to be forced to punt.
Okay. Well, we're just like talking about stuff. First of all, we need to mention coming up at halftime here on Care Radio, we're going to have a really nice meet the assistant coach conversation. We've been having those at halftimes of all of the games, and this week it is going to be Benedictine's defensive ends coach, Brad Hines. Great guy. It's a very interesting interview. I think that you're going to enjoy meeting Brad. Also, guys, you know, we talked about before the game the fact that Benedictine in that all-red uniform, and I know the game is the thing, but people are kind of mesmerized by the all-red. How about this? I mean, yeah, going on 50 years and never had red uniforms before, I'm getting a lot of feedback via social media, and what is the predominant opinion on the all-red uniform? Thumbs up all over the place. Yeah. Loving it. Everybody's loving the red. I'm
Texas Tech, very Cincinnati. It's just very different. Okay, I'm going to throw this out here. It's way better than the all-whites, and it's way better than the Black Pants white jerseys.
Okay, well, I don't know if I go there, but it's definitely better than the all-white. Here we go. Bruce set to punt it away. The Ravens are going to get the ball back with no timeouts left, and that kick is high, high, and hanging. Buteau will let it bounce. It takes a huge Brew bounce. They're going to let the ball roll and the time roll, and it's going to be down to the Benedictine 30, so the Ravens are going to have a minute 22, and they're going to have 70 yards to go. Let's see what they can make happen here.
Four punts today for Peru State. Four punts, a fumble, and a touchdown are how they've seen their drives in. Benedictine coming off a touchdown in their last possession will touch the ball for the seventh time in the first half.
Receivers two to the right, one to the left. A single running back on the right side of Raven quarterback Garrett Kittle. Now they'll bring Buteau in motion right, so they'll flood the wide side of the field. A little misdirection, and that thing was immediately diagnosed, and a great immediate tackle was made by Devin Adams. Gus Wagon had nowhere to go. Nowhere. No chance.
Yeah, Damon got that ball, and standing right next to him was Devin Adams, and he said, thank you very much, as the 6'2", 286-pound junior All-American did a great job of just throwing him to the ground.
It is a second down and 15. And now Benedictine is in a little less of a hurry. You know, now that they are kind of backed up a little bit, they're just letting this clock run. Play clock's at 13, 12, and they're still not over the football.
This right here is a good shot. You got one-on-one coverage, no over the top with Gath right down here if you really want to just dial one up.
Two guys with one cover, and that outside linebacker still dancing to the middle. Ravens are going to hand off in the backfield, and there's nothing there. This is going to take us to halftime, I think. No, Paru's
going to stop it. Bobcats say, wait a second, if you guys are going to do it, let's use some of our timeouts.
Well, they have not used any of them yet, so this will be their first. And Paru's going to get this ball back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So for Benedictine, though, that last play was really thwarted because of a bad snap. And we've gotten so used to and maybe spoiled a little bit with Zion Mathis over the years is now – we're trying to get used to a new center this afternoon, Rashad Beckman, 6-foot freshman out of Oceanside, California.
BC huddling it up on the near side. Next week, Gus, for the Ravens, it is pack up the bus, pack up the vans, get some luggage. You're gonna need a couple, three tanks of gas. It's a long roadie next Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday, Benedictine going to be on the road as they're going to be up in Dubuque. Taking on Clark. So
we'll be talking about that a little bit more as we get toward the end of the day today. But just if you're making your travel plans for next Saturday, Dubuque is, what, 6.5 or something hours from here, something like that? So you got that, which is nice. Here comes Benedictine on a third down, 19. Inside a half a minute to go in the first half. QB again back to throw, and he's going to come over to the right side, a little pushing and shoving. He wants Gathright, but he was being beat up here on the near side by DeJounte Dozier, and deep downfield, they were not going to get beat. Did you see they had four guys in deep coverage over the top? They were not going to allow something really, really crazy to happen.
Yeah, they were going to allow you to pick up 20 or 30. They just weren't going to let you have 50, okay?
Yeah.
So now the Ravens are going to bring their punt team out in this little bit of a rain going on, and it'll be Cullen Bruner to put a toe to it for the third time this afternoon.
Yeah, Cullen's back at his own 5-yard line here. We got 21 seconds to go in the half. Peru State's got to get this thing somewhere around midfield with two timeouts left. So They are not out of business yet. Here's the punt away. Oh, that is his best punt of the season. Driving the return man back inside his 30, back at the 27-yard line where he's going to be hit, drugged down, and he's going to be down nearly back at the 20. He kept retreating. Thought he was going to be able to get around the edge. There was no edge. That was a fantastic special team play.
Joel Mavis in on the stop right there for Benedictine and for the Bobcats. 9 seconds left. Come out and put a knee to this and get to the locker room.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. I just am not so sure that Phil's going to do that. Coach Okinga, in his first season at Peru State, maybe looking for some last moment of the half heroics. Now, there's the victory formation, and we're going to take it to the locker room. The first half is in the book, and we'll be back to summarize it for you. Intermission in Atchison. Halftime score, Benedictine 21, Peru State 7.
It's time for your Raven Halftime Show. Benedictine Raven football is brought to you by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Back with you here at Atchison, Kansas, as the teams exit the field at intermission. Gus, the brief synopsis is pretty doggone good first half for the Ravens.
Yeah, the Ravens have, what, 3 touchdowns, 2 of them by Rayshon Mills on the ground and a Garrett Kettle to Jayshon Todd, 28-yard touchdown pass. And for the defense, they're not going to be so upset in the first half. They did a great job of keeping Peru State bottled up. And the only touchdown that Peru State did score came on a 28-yard pass, and it was a spectacular play where they came back, made the reception, then walked into the end zone. So when it's all said and done, it was a great half for the Ravens. And, you know, leading by 2 scores against the Bobcats, you were not in this position last year against this team.
My barometer in this ball game, I could sum up in 1 statistical number that makes me absolutely overjoyed, the rushing yard numbers.
Yeah, you take a look at the rushing for Benedictine, 145 yards for the Ravens, -1 for the Bobcats in the first half. Penalties, the Ravens did slow them down a little bit in the second quarter. 5 penalties, 60 yards, but you're still kind of on pace for what you've been doing all season, and that's about 120 yards worth of penalties this season.
Hey, dance team out of the field, a lot of entertainment going on here at Wilcox Stadium, and we'll be back, hoping to entertain you with the second half of a Raven football on Care Radio. But right now, with the halftime score, Benedictine 21, Peru State 7. We're kicking it back to Neil, our producer-engineer in the studio. He's got your halftime.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Brad Hines joins us, a member of the Benedictine College football coaching staff. Coach Hines, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Tom. Happy to, sit down and just kind of chat a little bit.
Well, okay, first things first, we got to start with the biography a little bit, and tell us kind of where you're from, background, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure. So I'm originally from southwest Ohio, just outside of Cincinnati. Went to high school out there and grade school, moved around a little bit, but came to Benedictine in 2015 as a student and a football player. I was recruited by Coach Gardemeyer and played for Coach Wilcox and graduated in 19. And right after I graduated, I got my degree in finance from Benedictine, and Coach Wilcox hired me on right after I graduated to coach. So entering my 4th season now with the program full time.
Okay. So you know where Erlanger, Kentucky is?
not 100% familiar with that one. I did live in Ashland, Kentucky when I was very young.
Okay. Ashland, of course, there's a university there, Ashland. And Erlanger, I want to throw that out because the guy who played basketball here, Benedict and Sean Kelly, was an Erlanger, Kentucky guy, and he always kind of claimed it was like, it's almost like suburban Cincinnati area, like Sharonville, maybe.
Okay, yeah. That's, yeah, Kentucky, yeah, it's right on the river. You can be in Cincinnati, you can be in Ohio, and you can be in Kentucky in about 3 minutes, just like how it is here, you know, just being right on the border of Kansas and Missouri.
Okay, let's talk about your high school football career. I mean, obviously you were a high school football player. What was your position and such?
I played tight end, so I went to Bishop Fenwick High School in Franklin, Ohio. So that was about, I lived in Lebanon, Ohio, and I went to the Catholic school, Bishop Fenwick, just about 15 minutes from my house. So I played under Coach Joe Snively there my junior and senior year and played tight end, and really good program. They're undefeated right now, so I kind of like keeping up with them and, you know, see how they're doing all these years after I graduated.
Were your teams any good? Come on, tell us the truth.
we had a rough start my senior year. We started 2-4, but we turned it around and ended up with a winning record. Went on a 4-game win streak my senior year and ended up 6-4. Just missed the playoffs. So the top 8 teams in the district will only make the playoffs. So we were first team out. So right after I left, the year after I left, they made it almost all the way to state. So played with a lot of talented guys that were just a year younger than me, and then played with a couple guys in my senior class that were pretty talented and went on to have successful college careers.
So you come to Benedict, and tell me how that recruiting was. What was it like, and how did they approach you, and did you use the things that they did to get you to come to Benedict as you reach out to guys?
Yeah, so, you know, I kind of found out about Benedict on my own, just, you know, really my father and, you know, kind of researching good Catholic schools with good program, like football programs, because there's a couple good programs out back east where I'm from, but Benedictine really stood out because I was slightly interested in engineering. So it had engineering. So I ended up finding out about the school, did the football questionnaire, and came on a visit, met the coaches, and then stayed in contact with Coach Garmeyer. So really the big thing, you know, the big message that resonated with me and my parents was, you know, come here to play football, but, you know, your number one priority is to get your degree. And that is something that, you know, we still, you know, preach to the kids that we recruit and preach it to our kids on the team now is, you know, that's part of our mission. Our mission's threefold, you know, and number one is to graduate, number two is to win, and then number three is to develop their character. So, you know, that degree, you know, in 4 and 4.5 years was, you know, the number one priority.
So when you got done playing ball and then you decided, did you just know right away? I mean, I don't want to do anything else. I love football. And even though my, you know, my playing career has ended, I want to stay in it and coach. Is that how that went?
Sort of. So I stopped. I ended up my career after the 2017 career. So that my senior year in 2018, I was a student coach. So I started helping. I played tight end for 3 years. And then when I was a senior and a student coach, I was helping on defense. And it just so happened a couple spots opened up, and, you know, I hadn't had anything locked down for a job after graduation. I had a couple interviews, but, you know, the position opened up, and, you know, that year of coaching, I really did, you know, I'd always loved football, but getting into the coaching aspect, you know, being able to, you know, coach guys and kind of see the other side of it, not just as a player, but as a coach, really, you know, interested me. And, you know, I was just, you know, wanted an opportunity to stay around the game any way possible. And I ended up being able to interview with Coach Wilcox. And, you know, he kind of took a chance on me because most people go the GA route. But, you know, I applied full time and Coach hired me. So I was just thankful for that opportunity and, you know, just being able to stay a part of the game.
Got Brad Hines with us, assistant coach for the Benedict and Raven football team. Coach, is it tough? Was it weird? Was it uncomfortable? Because when you first started going, you mentioned just a moment ago that, you know, you switched over to the other side of the ball when you first started coaching. How was that?
Yeah, going from offense to defense.
Yes.
Yeah, that was it was a bit of adjustment. I hadn't my senior year of high school. I didn't play. I probably played maybe 2 defensive snaps all season. That was in the first game, and I just played only offense. So, it was different. I think it's helped me in the long run, just understanding, you know, schematically, you know, what certain types of offenses are going to want to do. And, you know, I think it's been to my advantage, you know, understanding, you know, an offensive mindset, and really it's been more of a defensive mindset for me for the last 4 years. So I think it was a little strange at first and took some adjusting. It wasn't natural, but now it's very natural.
So if you weren't coaching, what do you think you'd be doing today?
That's a tough question. I being a degree in finance, originally thought I didn't want to work, you know, too much with, in big groups or people, but, you know, staying in coaching, and I guess I never really related it to, you know, that being something that, just being part of a football team, you know, you can translate that. I would probably be in the business world of some aspect, maybe in finance. I could maybe see myself going more toward a managerial side, if I wasn't coaching. So that's a question I usually get is if I'm going to continue to coach, which I always say yes, as long as there's a team that's going to have me, I'll be coaching.
So a guy like you played on a very good high school team. You've played for, you know, a good Benedictine team and a great coaching staff here. Was there any particular person that was like a football inspiration to you? Maybe even as a kid, you said, man, this guy is just the best ever, and I want to grow up and be like him.
Well, I grew up in Florida. So my dad and my entire dad's side of the family is from Florida and went to the University of Florida. So when I was a kid, I was growing up watching the Florida Gators and Tim Tebow, and he was kind of the go-to, you know, this guy's amazing, Heisman Trophy and national title. So that was kind of like, when I was younger, that was like the guy to look up to, you know, as a player. And then when I got older, it's been, you know, coaches, whether that's, you know, Coach Wilcox, Coach Garmeyer, my high school line coach, Tim Edwards, was a big inspiration for me my senior year and then my freshman year. So guys like that have had, you know, big impacts in my life since I've, you know, matured.
So in college, you played tight end, and you're back with that group as you're coaching the tight ends here at Benedictine. You got to love this offense, because I look out of the field and, man, the tight end, they are very important in this offense, and they get that number called a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not coaching tight ends. I'm coaching the defensive end.
Right, the end, okay.
Yeah, so I'm going up against the tight ends, and yes, it's a really good, talented group in this offense that, you know, our defense has to go up against, you know, in practice. It's very versatile and, you know, multiple, and they've got some really good tight ends in that group, a lot of good, young, talented guys, and guys that played at a young age and are now, you know, juniors and seniors and still playing. So, yeah, it's fun to watch our offense. When I'm able to watch them during the game, I usually have to watch after the game because we're making adjustments and stuff, but I just go based on the reaction of the crowd.
With the defensive ends, I've always considered them maybe, and I'll probably get some flack for this, the best athlete on the defensive side of the ball, because they not only, you like them to be big, but you also need them to be agile. You need them to be very, very smart, because there are a lot of reads and things, I have to suppose.
Yes, yeah. So it's the popular position now. You can see that, you know, trending in college football, you know, FBS, and then the NFL draft, the top two picks were both defensive ends. So it's a position in high demand for, you know, bigger, taller guys that are also, you know, have that speed and that agility and are able to read on the fly and make adjustments. So it's a fun position to coach. You know, my first 2 years, we were 3-4, so I was coaching outside linebackers. But, you know, that second year, we were rushing that outside linebacker a lot, and I coached Brett Shepherdson. So he really fit the mold of, you know, really good defensive end, pass rusher, fast, big, violent, you know, smart guy. So, you know, we're trying to find guys like that. And I have a couple good young guys right now, some good leadership in the senior class as well. So it's definitely a diverse group of, you know, of athletes. But, you know, I enjoy coaching them a lot.
Brad Hines with us from the Benedictine football staff. And Coach Hines, we hear the term, man. It's gotten really, really popular, really colloquial. The edge rusher, is that something that you incorporate into this? I mean, how does that all fit into the tight or the defensive end thing?
Yeah, so we call our position group the edge, and, you know, and within that, you know, running a 4-2-5. One of them's going to be a true defensive end, you know, hand in the dirt. You know, he's still got to be a big guy. Obviously a really good athlete. They're going to be your bigger guys, ranging anywhere from, you know, 6'2 to 6'4, 6'5. I've got a guy that's 6'6, 230, 240, 250, 260 pounds. But then you also have the other guy that can be a little bit more of a hybrid, and you can still drop him into coverage, and do some versatile stuff with him as, and, you know, stand him up or put his hand in the dirt. So, yeah, it's kind of the buzzword now is, you know, edge. One of my players a couple of years ago described it as, to a recruit, he described it as the home run hitter position. So it's definitely, growing in popularity.
Coaches, again, you played football. If you weren't playing football, what were the other sports that you played?
Growing up, I played baseball. I played baseball, you know, from when I was very little. When I got to high school, when it came to be baseball season, I just loved football so much. I decided not to go out for baseball, and just focus on football year round. In retrospect, I probably should have played baseball. It might have been a better, my dad always told me I was a better baseball player than football player, but, just loved football. And so I played football, throughout high school. And then my senior year, after football was over, I ended up playing a season of lacrosse. I had some buddies on the team. It's just something to do senior year. That was a lot of fun. So, baseball when I was younger, football, and then, a year of lacrosse.
Tell me about, baseball. What position were you, coach?
Shortstop and third.
Okay. Left side of the infield. That's where they come fast.
Yep. Comes at you quick. So it was always fun playing on either travel team, at school team, and, city league teams. Usually, trying to be on at least two teams at once when I was growing up. So got a lot of baseball games in, but, you know, football was always the love of, you know, the childhood.
And one other thing, lacrosse. I know way too little about lacrosse, but I'm intrigued by any time you can put a guy out on the field with a stick chasing everybody else around with it. That's pretty, I think there's something to be said for that.
Yeah. I figured it was another opportunity to, you know, it wasn't football, but it was still, you know, you could hit people and that sounded fun. So I had buddies doing it, but, you know, I got out there and found out really quickly that if you were just trying to hit people, you were going to look pretty stupid. So there was a lot more to it than I thought. So I developed a respect for lacrosse and, you know, what it takes to be good at that sport. And it's always fun, you know, wouldn't have thought it that, you know, out in Kansas, they were going to have such good lacrosse programs here with our men and women's team, but always enjoy watching them play and, you know, being able to understand some of the rules and stuff is cool too.
When you're not coaching football, what are your hobbies? I mean, do you paint? What do you do?
No, one of the things I love to do, you know, either I'm not, you know, just hanging out with friends or going to, you know, different restaurants or exploring Kansas City. I really like to just have people over and grill. That's one thing I love to do is just kind of, you know, have people over and grill, listen to music, movies, TV. When I can during the off season, play basketball, you know, pick up basketball is something I love. I've never been good at basketball, but I think it's the best and most fun workout you can do. So there's just a couple of things I enjoy.
You need to get yourself a big smoker and, like, throw briskets and stuff on there because I could see you being a scientific guy and kind of getting into that.
Yeah, that I might need to invest in one. I've got a roommate, and he's got one of those smaller electric smokers, but I need one of those, you know, giant ones that take up half the backyard. Maybe that would be one of my hobbies.
Do you have any other, like, hidden talent? Do you sing? Do you, you know, read poetry? I mean, do you have any other things that we wouldn't know about or maybe even expect from you that you can do?
Off the top of my head, I can't think of any secret hidden talents that I know of right that I can think of right now.
No problem. Now, let me ask. I'm going to ask you one last thing. You're out recruiting. Give me what is the close? Say you got a young guy and you know he fits the program. You think that this is the right school for him. How do you approach him? How do you say, hey, I was there. You should be there too.
Yeah. One of the big things, you know, usually you know, after talking to them for a while and getting them to understand our culture and our mission, get them on campus, get them to a game, let them talk to current players, and then, you know, ask them, you know, what is the deciding factor for you? What's most important to you? Is it your academics? Is it the football program? Is it feel? Is it proximity to home? Just figure out what's the most important thing for them, and then let them know what our school and our program has to offer that can get them what they want. One big thing that I always say is, you know, this is college, and, you know, the ability to play football in college is unlike any other, because, you know, high school football is great, but college football, you're gonna meet the best friends of your life. You know, I'm still best friends with the guys I played with. You're making lifelong friends, connections, and you're learning lessons through football that you're not going to be able to really learn anywhere else. And, you know, it's an investment in yourself, and it's not just the next 4 years, but it's the next 40 years that you're deciding upon. And it's a lot to put on an 17, 18-year-old kid, but you try to give them the big picture and let them know, hey, you're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to be successful. We're going to be there for you. And it's always great to, you know, once they commit and get here, year two, three, four, you know, you see where they're at and how much they've grown. That's the really cool thing, is seeing where they go after they graduate. That's always something, you know, as a young coach, I'm just now experiencing that, you know, having guys graduate that I coach, you know, go on to be successful after graduation and start families. So that's kind of the cool thing for me right now.
Brad Hines, coach at Benedictine. It's great to talk to you. I always like seeing you up at the games and up around the Amino Center. We wish you all the luck in the world and appreciate the time. And go Ravens, man.
Yes. Thanks, Tom. I enjoyed it. Go Ravens.
Thanks for listening to the Raven Halftime Show, brought to you by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. We now rejoin Tom and Gus live at the stadium for second half action.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to Wilcox Stadium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where the second half is about ready to get underway. But along with being a beautiful campus, it is currently a rain-soaked campus because the weather that was just west of us and has kind of slowly and slowly been heading this way, it has arrived. And the good news is, it's football, it's not baseball. A little rain, that doesn't hurt anything. They're out there and set to go. No lightning in the area, so we will play on, McDuff. Here we go. Ravens are going to be kicking it away, and it'll be Peru State to field the kick. Second half about ready to get underway. Benedictine in front in this one, 21-7. Neil, our producer and engineer, the K-Radio Sports Studios this afternoon, doing a great job. Neil, thank you so much, as always. Gus Cows with me here in the booth among a cast of several. And for Peru State, a duo of receivers back at the 5-yard line. Trade you that out. And here's the advance. The kick is away. And it's off the side of his foot. It's laying on the ground. Did the Ravens get it back? And Gus, my question for you is, as I'm looking downfield, I'm totally faked out. Was that an intentional?
I think it was. Right? Like, they were on it right away, able to get the ball back. I'm not so sure they didn't do that on purpose.
It was an onside kick, what it turned into. And I'm just trying to establish, with the rain, did it come off the kicker's side of his foot, or did the Ravens do it on purpose? But if that was not intentional, they need to put it in the playbook because it worked perfectly. And Benedictine is going to have the ball back to begin the second half. And, you know, you got to feel a little bit bad for the Peru State coaching staff, who's got to be wondering, what in the world just happened here? Here comes Benedictine and Garrett Kettle with no one in the backfield with him. He's back to throwing. They won it all from first down, and he's got his man caught, 20, 15, 12-yard line, first and 10 Ravens. The throw from Kettle to Gathright. He was chased down by Craig Jones, but Gus, the Ravens are going right at them now.
If Kettle had two better throws today, he's got two more touchdowns on the afternoon passing, because, again, that was one where Jacob Gathright just blew right by his defender and then was able to make the catch but had to come back and recollect himself.
First and 10 Ravens at the Bobcat 12. wraparound handoff, and Barry Burrow lost. There was nowhere to go for Rayshon that time, and Devin Adams is devastating, and now a Raven offensive lineman is on the turf.
Yeah, and the Ravens aren't exactly deep with the offensive linemen. They've got a freshman that's down at the moment. You talk about Devin Adams and how devastating he is. Last week he was Conference Player of the Week. I'm going to tell you this week I'll be surprised if he's not the Conference Player of the Week because he's got a sack, he's got a handful of tackles for loss already. He has been in the backfield all afternoon.
No question about it. We're going to take a timeout here as they attend to the Raven player on the field. Taking a break, Neil, here early in the third quarter. 14-18 to go in the half. Benedictine up 21-7.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking. But we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Welcome back to Atchison, Kansas. The player off the field seems to be doing okay. The Ravens have run a quick play. And Kettle will run it himself. Go out of bounds on the far sideline, losing a few yards. It'll bring up a third down and 12 or 13 for Benedictine. My question, Gus, is, and I know you played back in the old days, did you ever play on a much turf? And my question is, does it get slick? Does this rain affect the footing?
Not really.
Not much?
No.
I figured, you know, I know a grass field, ultimately it will get soft and soggy and bad, but third down and long, the blitz on, Kettle running for his life, throws it to the corner of the end zone, and it is incomplete.
Anybody notice what happened at that timeout? Look at Kettle's hands out there.
Wearing gloves?
Yeah.
I thought so.
So, Kettle went to gloves during that timeout. I will tell you the worst rain game I ever played in happened at the Oak Bowl.
I remember.
And you were standing on the sideline. That little creek behind you kept coming up, and it was like, you know, to your shoe tops by the end of the game. Like you had to find one little, like, area that wasn't flooded at the Oak Bowl.
Well, Benedictine's going to make a field goal effort from 34 here. It's blocked! It's on the ground! And Peru State covers it up, and the Ravens are thwarted. They get the ball to begin the second half on an onside kick, and that time Clayton Thrasher comes shooting through, and Benedictine, Gus, after all that, comes up empty, and for Peru State, that's a big win.
Yeah, for Peru State, the only thing you lost is, what, a minute and a half off the clock? So it wasn't a huge deal. You got the blocked field goal, and now you're going to start this possession at your own 28-yard line. The officials right now holding on to the football, trying to keep it as dry as they can before they place it down for play as the rain really starting to come down here in Atchison.
I'll borrow that one, and here we go. It's a first and 10. Peru at its own 28-yard line. QB, back to throw, rolling, chased, rolling to the edge, and dances out of bounds, and he's got to get back up to around the original line of scrimmage, and the rain beginning to come down pretty hard right now.
Yeah, Javi Bloomquist over there for the Ravens, able to usher him out of bounds, a two-yard gain. It'll bring up now second and 8.
So then, if you really don't lose a whole lot of footing yet, does it affect play call? I mean, because it's going to be harder if you're looking up in the sky for a pass and holding onto the ball to throw it. I would suppose the passing game would suffer with it raining like this. Second down, 9 from their own 20-yard line. Hand off, battling in the middle and getting up to around the 35-yard line, picking up about 5 on that carry, doing a good job of following blocking. And we've got another Raven who's slow to get up, and I don't know if it's what kind of an injury it is. We're going to take a break. We'll figure it out. Time out of the field with 13 minutes to go in the third. It remains Benedictine 21 and Peru State 7.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas, where the rains continue to come down, and a Benedictine player coming off the field, walking kind of gingerly with a teammate on each side, but we'll assess that as best we can as the afternoon wears on and see if we get it back on the field. But right now for Peru State, that gain was to the 35-yard line where the Bobcats are looking at a third down three. Benedictine in front, 21-7. QB standing at the 30-yard line, waiting to snap from the pistol. Now they look over to the far side and trying to get a different play, maybe called in. They're going to change the play at the line of scrimmage. Don't wait for the snap. Now just wrap around handoff. Going left, putting his head down. Bing stood up and stopped short of the first down. Needed three, got maybe close to two.
They got two, maybe even two and a half. They're going to mark him down about a length of the football short. And so for Peru State, again, as much as you want to go for this because you're like, it's fourth and short. Just don't know if it's a great idea down only two scores this early in the game.
Benedictine Marching Band has decided to call it an eve afternoon because of the rain. It's coming down pretty solidly now. I'm supposing...
See, Alabama
instruments don't take the rain real well.
See, where Alabama didn't even travel with their band this week.
Fourth down in the yard, and Peru will go for it at their own 37. Handoff running back, and he's got it with tons to go. 40, 45, 50. Right side, 45. Outrunning players, 40. Down to the right edge, 35-yard line. Wow, you need a yard. Why don't you just go ahead and get 27 or so?
Yeah, about 31 on the run right there for the Bobcats. And that time running the football was Jaden Neal, 19 yards last week.
Well, once they got through that line where the Ravens had really stacked them up, there was some daylight, and he took advantage in the ball. Now at the Benedictine 30-yard line. The gamble pays off, and now Peru will hand off into the backfield, bouncing to the right side. There's nothing for Livingston here.
That time, Livingston trying to run into the middle. Great job by the Raven defense. That time, it was Gavin Spangler, leading tackler on this Benedictine defense, able to close the gap. That'll bring up now a second and 10 for the Bobcats. Start to look at the radars a little bit. The yellow looks like it's finally moved through, and now we're just on to a bunch of green.
Checking into the lineup in the backfield now for Peru State is going to be the junior running back out of Madville, Louisiana, Desmond Sams. Last week, 3 carries for 6. Second down, 10 at the Benedictine 30-yard line. QB is back. Hit as he releases the ball, and again, just throws it away. I'll say this. Will Mueller, when he throws the ball away, he does a nice job of putting it in a lot of green, not throwing close to anyone and just taking no undue chances.
Yeah, he's not going to put a risk of turning that football over. That time, Tyler Wilson doing a great job of getting in the backfield. You also had Joe Burke, the sophomore out of Albuquerque. It'll bring up now a 3rd and 10 for the Bobcats. 10:42 left here in the third quarter play. Ravens leading 21-7.
Peru State huddles up almost on top of the football. Big third down call here for Peru. QB's back, steps up in the pocket. He's got tons of room to run. It doesn't. Throws a ball nearly picked off and then dropped by Benedictine. Wow, Josh Morris had it, and they could not hold on it. Guys, that was a mistake by Mueller. He could have run for 15.
Yeah, and especially on a 3rd and 10. You got to understand down in distance. And right there, I think Mueller could have run, picked up the easy first down instead. He tried to thread the needle a little bit, and Josh Morris was right there looking for INT number 3.
They are again going to go for it on fourth down, but this time it is fourth and 10 at the Benedictine 30-yard line. Four receivers in the pattern and a single running back in the backfield with Mueller. At the Benedictine 30, fourth down, 10, QB's back to throw. Steps up in the pocket, rolls right, throws right, has a man open on the near side, but he's going to be way short of the first down, and it is going to be Benedictine football. The defense bent. They didn't break. They gave up 9.
Yeah, and that time the receiver ran a pattern 9 yards and was right on the sideline, so there was no chance for him to advance that thing. So just a mental mistake right there for the Bobcats.
I got a deal for you. When it's raining, here's what you don't want. You don't want your buddy who's standing beside you with the umbrella and it dripping on your, pouring on your head. If you got to stand there, get under the umbrella. Don't be beside the guy, shoulder to shoulder, who's got the umbrella. Here come the Ravens, first and 10 to their own 22. QB, hands off, a little straight ahead run. There's nothing there. I mean, running into the middle of this Peru State defense is going to be a hard way to make a living. No gain on the play, second it down. We're 5 minutes into the third quarter. Benedictine still hanging on to a 21-7 lead. Because I was visiting with a football fan prior to the game today, asking about our contest last night, and I was telling him, you know, ACCHS got by JCN. Asked what the score was. I said, 14-6, and we both kind of smiled. Now, that's a real football score. Just like this 21-7. This is a real football score. Ravens on his second down call, and here's a straight-ahead play, and what a nice run by Garrett Kettle, and he's going to be very close to it. It looks like he may have gotten a first down on the quarterback keeper.
Yeah, that time Kettle wasn't even a quarterback draw. It was just a designed run. He took the snap, lowered his head, pushed forward, able to pick up 10, keeps the clock moving, and moves the sticks. For the Ravens this afternoon, 272 yards, 189 of them through the air, 83 of them on the ground.
If you're the Ravens, don't you like the Buteau matchup over there? He's got one guy over the top on him, and he's very small. And now they slide out and back to throw. Kettle rolls right, looking right, going to go ahead and run with the ball, and we'll pick up maybe a yard or two as he gets out of bounds on there.
That time Kettle was dancing out there with Caleb Jackson, but Jackson did a great job of having the angle and not allowing Kettle to really.
There you go.
Yeah, not allowing Kettle to really have an avenue to run.
9 minutes to play in the third quarter. And BC with a second down, 8 at the 35, their own. Straight ahead running again. The ball's on the ground, and it bounces right back up into the arms of Rayshon. That's a great break right there. That's the second time he's put the ball on the ground today.
The generous bounce of turf, right?
And maybe, again, and I don't know the specifics, but the soggy turf may make it a little. That was Damon, by the way, too. Let me correct that. That was Damon with that carry. That bounced right back up, and I don't know the soggy turf, the characteristics that it brings, but maybe it, that bounce is a little steadier, you know, not quite as active. Ravens look now third down 6 at their own 37-yard line. Kettle back to throw again. Steps up in the pocket. Has a man open, caught across the 50-yard line at the 48, and it's going to be a Raven first and 10. That was a nice catch in the deep in the defensive secondary for BC. And the Ravens are going to advance the chains.
Are you going to? Yeah, LeBron. LeBron.
Is that who that was, LeBron? Yeah. I thought it was. I'm checking and making sure I got the right guy.
Yeah, LeBron Jackson, the 6'3" freshman receiver out of Bakersfield, California.
We don't even have him 4 deep on our charts around here. It is a first 10 Benedictine cross midfield at the 47. And again, Garrett is back. He's throwing deep, wanting his man, and it's going to be picked off. Way, way too long for Gathright, and it is taken away. But now we got a marker down at the 30-yard line. Maybe this is the reason it was too deep. Was Gathright held on to at the 30?
Well, no, as Cam Davis put a big hit on quarterback Garrett Kettle. And Kettle just reared back and just threw it as far as he could. And it's going to be, if it's coming back, like this is going to be a penalty against the defense.
Pass interference, number 1, defense, 15-yard penalty, previous start, first down.
Then that is the reason that pass was way too deep for Gathright, because he was detained on his route downfield down the left side. So, Benedictine will advance the ball by way of the pass interference penalty, and that is a big one, taking it inside the 35 all the way down to the Bobcat 32-yard line. We are just about mid-quarter, third quarter here, 7:50 to play in the third. Again, a single running back, this time to the right side of Garrett. The pitch is going to go over to Derek Overstreet. He'll go right side 30, Overstreet 25-20, Overstreet 15-yard line, and another marker down on the edge. You expect a block problem there.
Yeah, and the problem was it was right about 10 yards downfield that we're going to get that penalty marker, and it's thrown by the white hat, and everybody's making their way back.
That's a nice 17-yard run coming back.
Holding, number one, offense, 10-yard penalty from the side of the foul, replay first down.
Not the guy you would expect to be called for a hold out there, but so the Ravens are going to lose that yardage. Now, is that from the spot, right?
Yeah.
So it's not going to lose, but maybe 1 yard. It'll bring up a first and 11, and now we're getting literally waves, sheets of rain coming down out there right now. First and 11, Benedictine from the 34. Little draw play and hit in the backfield and pulled it down from behind. There is going to be a short loss on that carry by Derek Overstreet. Second down and 12 is Benedictine losing a yard here in each of the last two plays. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. For Benedictine, this is kind of a big bounce-back game. They had a tremendous effort last week in Des Moines against the number two team in the country, losing on the final play of the game on a school-record field goal, but wanting to bounce back against a Peru State team who was successful last week. Tight end is going to shift over to the left side. The ball directly in the center of the field. Back to throw again is Kendall. He's being chased, running for his life. Throw it on the run, and is it going to be caught near the first down marker? It is not. And wait, the first official says yes, one says no.
And the receiver kind of got crunched up on Patrick quickly out on the field after that. As the receiver went down to try to make that sliding catch, the defender kind of came over the top of him and just kind of crunched him straight down, and that's, you know, never a good thing. 6:32 left here in the third quarter, Ravens leading 21-7, and now for Coach Osborne, he's going to take a minute, talk with his team as they're going to be huddled up on the near sideline. Is they're looking at a 3rd and 12, the ball's out at the 34. I know that Balky kicked a pretty decent field goal last week up in Des Moines, but the problem is, this ain't that day, right? The weather is going to be a much different factor. You can look at how much rain we've already got. Look down at the track and see how it's puddling up in different spots already.
Yeah. And again, now the field is designed to, you know, to move that water away. It is porous and with the underlayment and stuff to try to keep it drained and relatively dry. So you're not going to have that kind of an issue out there. But again, you know, I don't know just how much it does affect it, the bounce of the ball, the traction of the guys out there, your decision on what kind of footwear that you're going to incorporate in the course of the game. Do you get away from the sneakers and go to a short cleat? I mean, what are you going to do here as you're out on the field?
There was one other game going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference today, and that was going on down in Baldwin. You got to think that they're kind of dealing with some of the same weather issues that we are, but they are much further along. As, how about this? 5 minutes left in the ball game. It is Grandview 20, Baker scoreless. So Grandview going to come away with a win over Baker today.
On the road and kind of an impressive win. 6:32 to go in the third quarter. And Raven receiver from the far side coming over to this direction. Got kind of a helper on each side as they're helping walk him off. And the Ravens are coming back to the line of scrimmage for Benedictine. Here's kind of a big play. Neither team has really been able to establish itself yet in the second half. BC's had some great opportunities also getting that ball back to begin the second half on the onside kick. And, you know, still with some good field position, unable to score downfield.
For the Ravens, injuries haven't been a big deal all season, but we've already seen two guys go down with apparent lower leg injuries so far here in the second half.
Here comes the Benedictine offense on a third down and 12. Kettle back, throwing on the run. It is going to be caught, diving short of the first down. The ball was caught kind of behind him and caught an effort down at the 25-yard line, diving down to the 24. But for BC, it is a fourth down two. Now, that is, if there's third and manageable, guys, I think fourth and two is probably fourth and manageable, isn't it?
Yeah, you roll the dice on fourth and two. They're going to take Damon out of the ballgame. They're going to bring Rayshon back in. Reed Levi will be your tight end to the right. Now they've decided Rayshon's not what they want. They want Derek Overstreet, the freshman out of Owosso, Oklahoma.
Receiver wide to the right side for Benedictine. It's going to be Cullen Payne. And the pinch is going to go to Overstreet, 25. Payne to the 20. Payne to the 15. Drags the tackler down to the 10-yard line. It's a first and 10, Benedictine. And that was a tackle just by riding on the back by Clayton Thrasher. And Benedictine is at the 10.
Might be the longest run of the young career of Derek Overstreet. He had four carries for 6 yards coming into that one. A nice job. And, again, that shows a lot of confidence in the freshman on a fourth down to pitch him the ball and say, go get me that first down.
Back into the lineup is going to come Rayshon Mills as the Ravens are going to call it a first and goal. Hand off Rayshon. Hit at the 10. Stop short of the 9. He was grabbed and held up by a defender and then hit by a second guy. First guy that grabbed him is having leg cramp issues. He's trying to run it out on his own out there.
That's going to be Carlos Thomas, the outside linebacker. Last year against Benedictine, he recorded an interception. He's a senior out of Gulfport, Mississippi, by way of Lyon College in Arkansas.
Here's the deal. They got Carlos at 6'1". All right? If Carlos is 6'1", I am Kareem, because this guy is, he's 5'10 if he's an inch. Here we go. Ravens back out on the field as Carlos Thomas is all kinds of gyrations out there. He's pretty fun to watch, actually.
Ryan might be calling you about that year of eligibility
I've
you
got
talk
one.
About.
I keep telling him I got one to go.
So the Ravens are going to bring Reed Levi into the ballgame, take out Court Madsen.
Well, there's your TD receiving kind of guy. Rayshon back there. QB runs, little pitch pass, and that's not going to go very far. Reed Levi took that shovel pass straight up the middle. Maybe a yard.
Yeah, that was that center shovel to the tight end, and there just really wasn't much going for Reed Levi right there. Now, I thought he was coming out. They're just going to move Reed Levi wide to the left side.
Yep, they're going to bring out Omar Jaya Black. And BC is going to go sideline to sideline with five receivers, leaving Garrett Kettle all alone in the backfield on his third and goal at the 7-yard line. Benedictine with a 2-touchdown lead. Garrett's back, looking left, going left, got his man. Touchdown, Ravens! You go to the left side. You go to the guy who's caught a touchdown pass in every game this year. Add one more for Reed Levi. And Benedictine goes up by 20 with 4:06 to go in the third quarter over Peru State. And for the PAT, Harry Balke. Man, you get inside the 10, you want to be looking for Reed Levi, the 6'4" junior tight end out of Kansas City Rockhurst. Now Benedictine having trouble getting the appropriate personnel in on the PAT alignment. Kettle is up there directing traffic, and now we're going to get a penalty. Did they take too much time?
Formation, 5-yard penalty.
But a good news for Benedictine, the substitution infraction, having 12 guys out there, probably not going to hurt him much because it's still the PAT that will come up from a very reasonable kind of a range. And Kettle's just going to move back, spotting it down now on the 15-yard line.
How many times last week did I call for that play?
A bunch. And it works every
time. It's
one of
my favorite plays, right?
And we got all kinds of movement in the front now, and the Ravens special team struggling just a little bit, trying to get this extra point underway. We're going to get another call here from the official. Rain point. Do you think the officials are happy about having to stand out in the rain extra time today? Probably not. See what this penalty is all about.
Offside.
Defense, half the distance,
play drive. Okay, so now they're going to be back where they started all of this, and we're still looking for the point after the touchdown pass from Kettle to Reed Levi. Reed caught that one a minute ago, so now he's got four catches on the year, three touchdowns. Is that it?
Didn't he have one more catch earlier on today?
I don't remember, but he could have. Here's the placement and the kick and the point. We'll analyze and work on that as we return. Benedictine football here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. A timeout on the field after the Ravens have scored. 4:06 to go in the third. Benedictine 28, Peru State 7.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas. Rainy northeast Kansas. And the crowd, I'll tell you what, the ones who are out there, and there are a lot of them out there, these are the hardcore fans that love their team. Benedictine has now forged a 28-7 lead over Peru State, and we're at 4:06 to go in the third quarter. I guess we are asking someone between now and then, whenever then is, what the difference is in the duration between PAT and kickoff, why they've expanded this a little bit.
We'll find out.
Kind of an interesting thing because both teams are still huddled up on their respective sidelines. Next week, these Ravens are going to be on the road to Dubuque, Iowa, and they will be playing Clark University. You'll hear that game live here on Care Radio. BC coming in 1-1. Peru State coming in at 1-1. And here comes the Raven kickoff.
Ready to be amazed? Under 8 minutes in every quarter, there is a media timeout during any change of possession.
Is this like the under 10 timeout in basketball, then?
Yeah. We do it every time under 8 minutes.
The ball is going to be taken to the 15-yard line off the kick and brought back to the 23. And Peru State's going to begin this possession from there. For the Bobcats, you know, hasn't just gone all that well today. Peru State doesn't have a lot of yards. 139 total yards, 98 passing, 41 rushing. But the Ravens, 53 plays already today. Peru State with 35. Benedictine has been really dominating in all of the statistical categories, and the scoreboard pretty much reflects exactly that, a three-score lead. Little wraparound handoff, trying to get to the outside, little slow walk to the edge, and then stood up and then pushed back for nothing. It was a...
That time the Ravens doing a great job getting in the backfield. Victor Terry III made the stop on the play. Victor Terry, a junior out of Los Angeles.
Running
haven't
up.
Had many Los Angeles players
no,
over the years.
Quite a few California guys.
Yeah.
Jaden Neal was a running back on that with a freshman for Peru State. There's going to be zero gain on the play. It's right back to the original line of scrimmage where it brings up once again a second down and 10. Still to their own 23-yard line. Quarterback will flare one over here into the flat where it is going to be caught. And the first contact results in a tackle and a gain of right at 5 yards. Possibly. The pass is going to be caught on the near side, and
Cameron Slade, the freshman wide receiver. So now it's another third down for Peru State. Today, Bobcats have struggled a little bit. They are 3 of 10 on third down.
And I'm struggling a little bit with the depth that these two teams have each gone to into their benches. We're seeing an awful lot of guys playing for both teams. Wrap around handoff on the third down call. Stood up at the 30-yard line and stopped well short of the first down yardage. And the Benedictine defense, again, has held Peru State short. They're going to mark him down at the 32. He needed the 33.
Are you a little surprised with how vanilla Peru has been on third down today?
It's been a very unimaginative offense. And maybe they just, you know, the first-year coach and a lot of freshman players, maybe they just haven't developed their offense to the point yet where he feels like he could do that stuff.
Well, now, again, they are finding themselves with a fourth and short, but sending the punt unit out. It will be Devin Adams.
And you know who's back for the return for Benedictine? It's Austin Buteau. Snap is back. He's got to kind of chase it and gets it away. Again, though, it's a booming kick. Buteau will let it bounce at the 20.
All for naught.
And he goes out of bounds. And we got a marker.
Yep. Blasted the kicker. So, whether it's 5 or it's 15, it doesn't matter. It's going to net Peru State yet another first down. And the Ravens will put their defense back out on the field. It is a positive thing, though, to see Austin Buteau out there for that return.
Yep, no question about it. So for Benedict, then another penalty, and that will take them. This is 15, so that'll be.
Might only have
them in the 80s.
Might only be 5.
Running in.
There you go.
The
so, yeah, they're just going to call 5.
Number 99, defense. 5-yard penalty results in a first down.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Because Devin Adams is 6'3", 286, it's running into the kicker. Had that been any other punter in the conference, that's probably roughing the kicker, okay?
Well, as they assess that and will advance the chains, the clock is down now to 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Benedictine with a 3-touchdown lead up 28-7. Here in front of a Community Day crowd in Wilcox Stadium here for the Ravens. Quarterback Will Mueller's gone all the way. We'll give off to his running back who tries to dance his way into the right side. Just a very straightforward B-gap run. The ball pops out. Helmetzer rolling across the field, and it's going to bring up a second down.
Second down, 52 will be
off
the play.
Coming up off the bottom of the stack, and I'll tell you what, the BC defense is feeling pretty good, and Isaac Anderson, another just solid effort.
So Ahmad Baker, your left tackle, is going to have to check out for one play as his helmet came off.
Ahmad out of St. Augustine, Florida. You think they would name like a lawn turf after that town, you know? Second and 8, short of the 40-yard line.
Okay,
everybody's moving on the front, and it's going to bring up a second and 13. Line judge going back over, and they're going to discuss this. And here we go again. More penalties.
Number 71, offense, 5-yard penalty.
And it's not been a real. We talked last night, you know, got to get rid of some of the penalties and play a little more clean game. Well, we've not had it real clean here today.
The Peru State coaching staff is over there asking, and I would have probably got this wrong. They would have said, since it was a penalty, can we bring our left tackle back in? The official said you have to run a play.
You can't just line up for one. Second down. The blitz on the pass complete into the left flat, and the Ravens close in quickly, and a 2-yard gain. I thought that play was going to go for 8 or 9.
Yeah, well, Javi Bloomquist did a great job for the Ravens coming off the edge, getting into the backfield, forcing Will Mueller to throw that ball just, I think, a few moments before he wanted to. Anyway, they were able to flare it out there and just nowhere to go for the running back. And now it's a 3rd and 11 and what looks like maybe the last play of the third quarter.
Ravens are going to have 4 guys right in the middle up front. And quarterback is going to be back to throw. Gets it away and it's juggled and dropped at the 40-yard line. And here's the deal. That receiver, he heard footsteps. And the quarterback was not looking downfield at all.
Yeah, the quarterback looks downfield. He had Greg Adams, a freshman out of Pembroke Pines, Florida, running unmatched down the field. So, incomplete pass will stop the clock with 41 seconds left here in the third quarter of play. It'll be another punt for the Bobcats.
Yep. And again, Peru State is going to bring up their 286-pound punter. He'll stand at his own
22-yard line.
Muto at his 25. Fifth punt of the afternoon.
Hands outstretched. He takes it at the knees, gets it away. This one is high, not quite as deep. Muto will advance, take it, and catch it at the 27. Left side to the 30. Gets to the outside. It is hit hard again. Coming out of bounds at the 29-yard line. Muto has taken a beating today, man.
Yeah, that time coming across for Peru State to make the hit. That's going to be Tyrese Shipper, the sophomore wide receiver. We talked about him a little bit ago. He has the only touchdown reception today for the Bobcats. Put a great hit on, and now, not really sure. Do we have a penalty marker somewhere? Joel's out here talking with the white hat.
I'm not seeing it, but that
illegal procedure, kicking team, too many men in the backfield. 5-yard penalty will be added to the end of the kick. First down.
It was back here on the 30-yard line on the sideline, so that's why I couldn't see it.
Well, so the Ravens are going to pick up an additional 5 just because. And it will be for the Ravens 1st and 10. Getting late in this quarter. Half a minute to go in the third. Benedictin leading it by 3 touchdowns. So is this kind of a point in time when you pull out a stop a little bit here and just see what you can do?
Yeah, they're playing press coverage.
Back Kettle setting that screen up, and it's going to be well diagnosed and an immediate tackle made. Court Mattson with the catch, and a very small Carlos Thomas. Remember Carlos over there working at his own injured leg? Yeah, he makes that tackle as the third quarter comes to an end. We'll be back going to the fourth here in Atchison, Kansas. It's Benedictine 28, Peru State 7.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 7.
All right, as we go to the fourth quarter, because this game is already 2 hours and 17 minutes old, it has been kind of a game that's just taken a while. But for Raven fans, they're okay with that because their team leads by 3 scores and has the football as we go to the fourth. 28-7 Benedictine. Ravens have it 1st and 10, operating at their own 38-yard line. And here's a straight-ahead run. Nothing fancy about this. As Overstreet just goes straight south for 7.
Yeah, nice little run right there by Derek Overstreet. He's going to be tackled on the play by Kayvon Lofton, the defensive end. For Kayvon, coming into today's game, he had 5 tackles, and he's been very active today. The defensive front for Peru, we've talked about, one of the better ones in the conference, didn't play a whole lot of guys against Missouri Valley, lost the game and have come back and played well last week and playing okay today.
Third down, Benedictine in 3, their own 45-yard line. Going to go motion to the right side. Quarterback is back here all alone. It's going to be actually on a wildcat as Garrett Kettle goes in motion. The snap comes back to the running back, and that just didn't work out real well. It's the second time they put Jay Sean in that wildcat, and because neither time it's been real successful. That time the strong safety snipped it out, and Abe Metellus comes up with the tackle.
Yeah, he's a guy who had an interception last week for the Bobcats, and Benedictine trying to get a little cute on that. Didn't really work. Now, they're racing the punt team out for this 4th and 2.
Benedictine set to boot it away in a single man back deep for Peru State. He's back at his own 15-yard line. Cullen Bruner can't get the snap. He picks it up. Now he's going to run, and that's a magnificent kick from a scramble. Bounces at the 20, 15, 10, rolling down to the 5-yard line.
What a job, Cullen Bruner, 49-yard punt.
You know what I like about that for Cullen Bruner? He didn't panic. When the ball got away from him, a lot of times you're going to see punters just start to panic. Can't figure out the ball. They just try to kick it. They try to run. No, he got it, rolled out to a clean area, got away a really nice kick. And for Peru State, what looked like they were going to be able to block a punt and have great field position, now they're looking backed up near their own goal line at the 6-yard line is where Peru State will take over.
I really thought Cullen was going to run with that thing, and I'm not so sure he could not have picked up a first down because there was a bit of green in front of him, but he did the right thing, made the right call, and executed it so well. Good job. First and 10, Peru State. Running backs are standing in the end zone, and the straight-ahead run will get some yardage. It'll get up close to the 10-yard line, pick it up couple 3 yards on that first down run straight ahead, and they're just trying to get a little separation from the end zone here. It'll bring up for Peru, second and long, 13 minutes to play in the game. Am I surprised, or should I be surprised? I am not, that Peru State doesn't have a sense of urgency here, because I think they've already mailed this in.
Yeah, I think right now they're just looking to keep this thing close, not give up too many more points this afternoon.
Wraparound handoff to the running back. He's hit in the backfield, and Spangler just bulldogs him to the ground. And we got a huge collision 20 yards downfield between maybe a tight end and a Raven defensive back. And
we got a defensive back working against a...
That's a lineman.
How about a center? Mario Locke way down the field able to make that block.
What in the world is going on there? It's going to bring up for Peru now a third down. They got the ball out to the 10-yard line. It's going to be third down 7 or 8.
We've chronicled it. They've not been good on third down. 3 of 12 today. Benedictine, not much better. Only 5 of 12 on third down.
Mueller's going to have a running back on his right side, standing inside the 5-yard line as he takes a snap, rotates back, throws it over into the right flat. It's going to be caught at the 10 and buried right there at the line of scrimmage. What an outstanding defensive play by Benedictine. Great job by Jackson Hoskins, the sophomore from St. Charles.
Isn't that play just been everything you would have anticipated on third down for Peru State? They've gone, and we keep saying it, they're vanilla on third down. That time just roll out, toss it out into the flat to a tight end. What, you need 7, let's throw it for a yard and see if he can run for another 5 or 6. But it's just been a tough uphill climb for the offense of Peru State and offensive coordinator Harold Kinney.
But it's not just on third down. I mean, third down maybe even more noticeable, but on no down have they been particularly creative or explosive. Here's a punt. It's not very good. It's high. It's wobbly. Takes a nice Peru bounce, and the Ravens just need to get away from this thing, and it'll be rolled down at the 45-yard line. So, again, back-to-back poor punt by Peru State. That one for just a little over 30. So Benedictine, and I'm sure somebody could tell me, but I would say for the fourth or fifth time today, is going to begin a possession across midfield. 11:14 to go in the game. Ravens in front, 28-7. Heart of America Athletic Conference football here on CARE Radio. And for BC, long count. Kettle, straight ahead handoff, bouncing outside, and only a yard or two for Overstreet. But you know what we're seeing here today, guys? We're seeing a handful of things we need to talk about. Carlos Thomas making the stop. We're seeing Benedictine beginning to establish a bit of a running game. We talked about in the first couple of weeks that they really didn't have one. Today they have obviously made that more of a priority. As a result of making the running game a little more of a priority, a couple of things have happened. Number one, you've experimented with some additional running backs, trying to find the guy who's going to be that guy for you. And number two, you've been more successful offensively all the way around. Now here's a bad snap, and Garrett does the smart thing. It just covers that thing up.
All down.
Yeah, just cover it up. We'll play it again on third down. But, yeah, when you get an opportunity to run the ball with some success, you then can pass the ball with greater success.
Yeah, I mean, your balance is a little better this week. You talk about Benedictine, 344 yards of total offense, 225 of those through the air, 119 of them on the ground. So, again, you're not looking for a 50-50 split because you understand that's not going to happen and that's not what this offense is, but you got to understand that you need to be more of a 2-to-1. And so penalties today, though, that was part of our Dairy Queen grill and show key to the game. Ravens 8 penalties, 71 yards.
back on the third down. The catch is going to be made at the 40-yard line. The big news here, that's about a 16-yard game, but it will still leave Benedictine in a fourth and five or six situation.
That time Jacob Gathright came back to make the reception, and Jake, no shock here, he's the leading receiver today for Benedictine. 79 yards prior to that reception. Jayshon Todd, though, has been a little quiet today. Two receptions, 34 yards. And you got to think that he's been the guy Peru has been looking to quiet down.
Why get in the backfield? The Ravens are going to go for it on a fourth down five at the Bobcat 39. Quarterback is back. Got a little time. Rolling. Now looks downfield, and that pass never had any chance
Garrett,
of being completed.
Garrett's got to understand. He's going to get the first down by way of the penalty here. Don't worry about trying to throw somebody open. Chuck one into some coverage and see what happens because it's a free play. So, again, Joel is a former quarterback. He'll talk to him about that. But, yeah, take a few chances there.
Defense, number 94, 5-yard penalty will result in a first down.
There's a young man out of Coral Springs, Florida. That's not easy to say. On the defensive front for Peru State, found himself getting into the neutral zone, and Benedictine, just as you call it, does pick up a first down. 9:20 to go in the ball game.
Coral Glades High School in Coral Springs.
It sounds beautiful. I've never seen it, never been there, probably never will, but it sounds delightful. Here's a straight-ahead run. Look at him picking his way forward. Damon Weigand bouncing and weaving and bobbing inside the 30. He's going to pick up about a half a dozen on a first down carry into the right side of the line.
Yeah, that was a really nice job by Damon Weigand to show some patience, find a little bit of blocking in front of him, push forward. The Ravens are now looking. They're going to mark it about a 6-yard gain, so they're looking at a second and four with 8:45 left in the ballgame, and Benedictine leading 28-7.
The rains have subsided. I mean, they're coming down a little bit now, but not to the level that they were a little earlier. Still lots of umbrellas out here at Wilcox Stadium. Little blitz looks like it's coming on, and quickly the quarterback going to drop the ball, and he dives back on it, and looks like Kettle is able to save it. But, man, he takes a little punishment as Clayton Thrasher was coming headlong for the ball, and the two of them collided. But Garrett Kettle able to recover it for Benedictine. This is the second time here in the last series or so that the Ravens have put the ball on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, chronicled it throughout the afternoon, but you've got a freshman center replacing Zion Mathis today. So, again, you're going to deal with a few of those growing pains. So, not only is it a varsity game, but it's a varsity game in the rain. So, a handful of things going against him there.
Court Matson is in the lineup now. It is for Benedictine, a third down five. Straight ahead run. There's the first down and more. Rayshon, 30-25. Rayshon down to the 20-yard line. Carries the stack. All the way to the 15.
Good downhill running right there by Rayshon Mills. Finally able to come over to make the stop for Peru State. You had Nick Sims, the freshman out of Largo, Florida.
Benedictine with a first and 10. And the Ravens moving the ball with 7.5 to go. Midpoint of the fourth quarter. BC already in front 28-7. Because we're going to look back at this game, and I'm sure the coaching staff is going to look back at this game and say, you know what, this was a great game. Not just a good game because they're going to win it, but a great game because a lot of great things have come out of this that's going to help this team through the season. Back to throw again is going to be Kettle. He's going for the end zone. Little fade pattern in the corner, and it's going to be over the head of the intended receiver, who is extremely well covered over there.
Yeah, that time they were looking for Austin Buteau in the back corner of the end zone, but they're on him. Wow, that was the outside linebacker, Carlos Thomas. Was step for step with Austin Buteau.
See, the Ravens got the match they wanted. They thought they would be able to beat him more than that.
So Carlos Thomas doing a great job now. Look at that. He's going to move from that outside linebacker on the far side to lined up over the tight end here on the near side.
Kettle again, the wraparound handoff. There's a straight-ahead run down to the 10-yard line. Somersaulting forward, Rayshon Mills picking up about five more. Craig Jones, cornerback. Boy, he's so good out of Philadelphia. Makes that stop. Benedictine, third down and five. Down and now at the Bobcat 10-yard line. But for the Ravens today, you've found a little bit of a running game. I don't think you've really picked a guy. You know, who's your running back. But you've worked on that. You've maybe narrowed that down a little bit. Penalties were a little worse earlier. They've gotten better as the game has has progressed. Here again, a sidearm pass is going to be knocked to the ground as it comes off the hand of Garrett Kettle. He was looking at the right side for Reed Levi down around the five, but it's going to go incomplete. And now the Ravens are going to bring in the field goal unit.
That time it was Colby Thrasher. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say Colby is the little brother of Clayton.
Wait, just because they have the same name from the same town and, you know, they're about the same height, you know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
size?
Just throwing that out there, two guys from Louisiana find their way to Peru, Nebraska. Sounds like the start of a joke. Anyway.
Here comes the 28-yard field goal. It is on its way. It is good, and the Ravens extend their lead. Time out of the field here in Atchison. 6:09 left. It's on Benedictine now, Ravens 31, Peru 7.
Amberwell is only offering one drive-through flu shot event in Atchison this year. It'll be on Saturday, September 24th from 8 a.m. to noon. Drive-through flu shots are quick and convenient. Stay in your car, roll up your sleeves, and get protected against the flu. Flu shots will also be offered at both upcoming Amberwell Community Health Fairs, October 1st in Hiawatha and October 15th in Atchison. Register online for a flu shot event near you at amberwellhealth.org.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Let me give you a little data as to why I think that the Ravens have done well in this game. Think of some, here's some of the things they've done. They have had seven guys catch the ball. They've had six different guys run the football. And they have run for over 100 yards today. That has helped their passing game. There have been a lot of good things that have happened. And I'll tell you who we're seeing emerge. Not only Rayshon has had a good game, but Derek Overstreet. He's had a nice afternoon. And you know, it's been a good one for BC here today as they push their lead to 31-7, 6 minutes to go here this afternoon.
Yeah, and Jacob Gathright putting together a good afternoon. Five receptions, 91 yards on the day. You've got Austin Boteau, 2 for 79. The Ravens have also slowed up on their penalties. That has been kind of the issue all season. They're the second most penalized team in the conference. 8 for 71 today. You're going to call that a win because right now they were coming into today being penalized about 107 yards a game.
And at halftime they had 60 of those penalty yards. So here in the second half they've really been able to slow down, making some of those errors, and all of those things are very good to see. Return men going back for Peru will settle in around their own 10-yard line. And Ravens are going to be putting a toe to it as it is Harry Balke, who they've got out there putting a toe to this ball.
For Peru State, kick returns have been an adventure this afternoon.
Let me fix that. Cullen Bruner is going to do the kickoff. He's the kickoff and punt guy. High end over end and not particularly deep. It'll be fielded right about the 6-yard line. Here comes Peru straight up the middle as they cross the 15. Contact there and a nice kick coverage tackle at the 20-yard line. Good job getting down the field by Benedictine.
Yeah, getting down there for the Ravens. It's going to be Jacob Gathright, his second kickoff coverage tackle in the afternoon. And with 6:04 left in the ballgame, Peru State going to bring their offense out, trailing 31-7 today. Peru State, let's talk a little bit about their numbers. 158 yards of total offense, 49 rushing, 109 yards through the air. 8 first downs is all today compared to Benedictine's 20.
So, and there you have it. That's a real credit to that Raven defense. You got a Peru State team. They're young, like Benedictine in a lot of places, but if you hold a team down to that few yards, you got a pretty good shot at them. Here's a straight-ahead run on first down, good for about three. But, yeah, total yards for Peru State today, 158. You're going to win a lot of games when you hold the opponent to 150 yards a day.
That time the Ravens getting into the backfield, and a guy who's had a really good afternoon, and that's Dwayne Lacy making the stop right there for the Ravens.
Can you send Cora out with a squeegee here and help me with this window just a little bit? Would that be all right?
One of those little window washers?
Oh, yeah. 5.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Benedictine leading at 31-7. The rain's off and on now, and right now a little bit more on. quarterback will hand off single running back. He tries the outside. There's nothing there. Cuts back into the middle and finds it going equally difficult, gaining only a single yard. Bobcats looking out with a third down, 7 inside their own 25-yard line.
That time Garrett Baden comes downhill and is able to make the stop.
So Peru, gosh, they got to be looking to throw the ball here, you would think. And Will Mueller has thrown with reasonable accuracy. I mean, he's 11 of 18. I mean, so he's well over half, but no yards, 109. I mean, he's throwing for, what, 8-9 yards a catch.
And it's one of those things where you can say, well, I've got a higher, you know, completion percentage.
Yeah. But again, it's all these short little passes.
Everything's underneath.
It's like Grace said about 4 years ago. Here's a run play into the middle, and on a third down 6, they pick up a yard.
That time coming over to make the stop, Brian Barrera, the senior out of Canyon County, California. And it will now bring up a fourth down for the Bobcats in Peru State. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If they punt, it would be their 7th. I mean, you're down 31-7. There's no reason to probably punt this thing away. Leave your offense out. Hope for the best. Maybe go on 2 right here wouldn't be a terrible idea, but they're going to roll out the punter, Devin Adams.
Well, here's the problem. You can get a 5-yard penalty, and that's still not going to get you the first down because it's 4th and 6.
It would at least net you to 4th and manageable.
Punter for Peru State, Devin Adams, the big man standing at the 10, and gets that away again. Very high and rather short. Ravens are going to let it bounce, and it will take a little Benedictine bounce back to the 45-yard line. And for, what is this, like the 6th? Time today, BC will begin a possession in Peru State's half of the field.
Yeah, they've done a great job working on short fields all day. And how about, you know, we always talk about third and manageable. So how about we talk third and manageable instead of fourth and manageable? Just call it fourth and why not?
Fourth and
that's close enough, why not?
What have you got to lose now? Here comes Benedictine. 1st and 10 Ravens at the Bobcat 45-yard line. Already with a great lead and looking for more, and a new quarterback enters the lineup for the Ravens and a new running back, and a straight-ahead power run for BC is going to be good for about 6 or 7 yards. Are you picking up numbers with me?
Yeah.
For Benedictine, at quarterback is going to be Luke Laskowski, sporting number 10 today.
Your running back is going to be Jonah Roberts. So I'm guessing the New Jerseys, we don't have 16.
Maybe. I don't know. We got 10. Now he drops it and covers it up. The snap was not real good. He had to kind of reach down with one hand, and it was bobbled around as though he did the correct and smart thing. The junior quarterback out of Baldwin City, Cam Davis, was back there quickly in the backfield. Cam Davis out of one of your favorite towns, Hoisington.
Hoisington, the Cardinals, maybe?
Oh, you got me there.
Oh,
couldn't begin to tell.
Now we're going to have to look that up.
It's on your mind.
You know me. I'm kind of interested at this point.
Yeah. It is on your mind a little bit. Ravens are going to have all kinds of new athletes in the game. They're going to swing over to the left side. We'll pick them up. Back to throw is Laskowski. Now he's going to run. 45, 40, 35. He's going to get a first down. I thought he was going to fall at any moment. He was leaning so far forward. It was like he was trying to keep his balance as he's running and running and continuing to gain yardage. And Benedictine will pick up a 1st and 10. Oh, look at you, the Hoisington Cardinals. Well done.
It's a kind of a Louisville Cardinal is their mascot.
1st and 10. Ravens have on the offense out there wide receiver T.W. Crozier is out there.
Troy T.W. Crozier is a guy who, you know, has appeared on R2D's all season as well.
Yep, and he's in the game right now. Here's a handoff running back banging into the right side and kind of pushing forward for some short yardage, approaching the 30-yard line.
Been really impressed with Jonah Roberts so far here today, but last year we saw Jonah in some late games and get some nice runs.
So Jonah Roberts in the backfield. It is for Benedictine now a 2nd down 6 call. We're going to make that 2nd down 7, just outside the 30. Benedictine in Peru territory, leading at 31-7. We're in the last couple of minutes of the game here in Atchison, Kansas. Quarterback snap, drop, ball's on the ground, and did Peru take it away?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What happened was that ball didn't even make it back to Laskowski. It hit off the center and rolled over to the tight end. Well, the defensive end had shot off and said, oh, wait, the ball is right here bouncing to me, picks it up, and that will be a turnover. So for Purdue State, they're going to get one more shot at this.
Bobcats are going to get the offense back out on the field. 75 seconds separate Benedictine from its second victory this season. Here comes Peru.
Let's see if they've decided to make any changes and get any guys some PT or not.
First and 10, Bobcats with the football. Little wraparound handoff, swinging his way to the left side, putting his head down, breaking a tackle or two. And, wow, we do have all kinds of new guys out there. Carrying the football for Peru State is going to be Andy Rathman, the sophomore. And a quarterback for Peru is going to be Kevin Hill, I believe. No, it's going to be Will. It's Will still out there. Will Mueller still running this thing. Second down call, and again, just a little straight-ahead run, nothing fancy. And that's really no surprise. We've seen nothing fancy out of Peru State through the afternoon. No reason they would change that here in the last minute of the game across the 45-yard line in a first down.
Here's the big question.
Yeah.
Snap it one more time?
29 days.
You don't have to,
but
do you?
Yeah. The question, bigger question for me is, that's you hate to see a guy getting banged up with a half a minute to go in a game like this. Peru State's got a player hopping off the field over there. And again, they'll just go straight ahead running, take it to the 50-yard line, and that's it, the final score this afternoon. Wilcox Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, it's Benedictine 31, Peru State 7. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat Menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat Menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Have you along with us here on Care Radio this afternoon with the Benedictine Ravens at home on Community Appreciation Day. I'll tell you what, we've got some appreciation for how they played as they were outstanding this afternoon. And this game was never in doubt from the beginning. Benedictine winning it today, 31-7 over Peru State. And Gus, the Ravens staff is going to come in tomorrow. Remember last week as we're driving home from Des Moines, we're saying, man, they came so close, but yet we could see this deficiency and that thing and things that they're all going to be talking about and working on this week. Coach meetings tomorrow morning before the players come in, they're going to have a lot less of that. They're going to be saying, you know what, that went pretty good. Might work on that a little bit, but this was pretty good over here too.
Yeah, there were a handful of things that, you know, last week we walked away and they said, what are you going to do about that? But today I think you're happy with a lot of things. Kettle only got sacked one time. You were able to get two Peru State's quarterback three times. Total yardage this afternoon, you got almost 400 yards of total offense at 383. 237 of those through the air, a buck 46 on the ground. Eight penalties for 71 yards. That wasn't as bad as it has been for Peru State. There were seven penalties for 50 yards. But again, I like 21 first downs today. Could have done a little better on third down. You were 7 of 16, but at the end of the day, you got off 70 plays to Peru State's 53, and, you know, you were pretty successful today in all facets of the game.
I know I'm an old guy. I'm going to be the first guy to tell you that, but I'm going to say something right here now. It doesn't have to be this drastic, but the fact that out of 70 plays, they ran 43 of 70 plays, over half, were rushing plays for Benedictine today.
And today, leading rusher was Rayshon. 13 carries for 75 yards. Coming into today's game, Rayshon had 11 carries for 41. So he had more yards today than he did in the first 2 weeks of the season. Derek Overstreet got a little run today, 7 for 26. He had Jayshon at 4 for 19. Damon right on at 5 carries, 5 yards. Garrett Kettle today, 14 of 27 passing, 237 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. So, no, not a bad day for Garrett himself. So, again, you're going to look at a lot of things and say, we're pretty happy with how your team played. And I thought the defense looked good today, only giving up 179 yards of total offense, only 70 rushing yards to Peru.
Yep, and by the way, 3 games into the season, 4 catches and 3 touchdowns for Reed Levi. I'm liking the idea of scoring a touchdown a week by Reed. I'm sure he's probably good with that too.
Yeah, and I think, though, that as the season progresses, you're going to see Reed Levi get a little more run in this offense.
No question about it. A big day for the Ravens. Benedict and Winnegut next week. We'll have Raven football here on Q-Radio for you as BC is going to be at Clark. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here today. Tim, we greet you next time. Neil Weiler doing a great job. Been our producer, engineer in the K-Radio Sports Studio this afternoon. Neil, thank you very much. For Gus Kautz here in Wilcox Stadium, Tom Kautz. So long, everybody.